Mike Show is in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And I want to again welcome back Zot, Ford, and all the Zot dealerships. We're back with us now. Zot, Ford, and DealsInTheD.com is fired up because the community, customers, and Zot Auto team are excited to be back at full strength to serve all your needs automotively. Sales and service are busy. They are busy. With the new delivery truck, they're excited to deliver your dreams to your driveway. Plus, the showroom is open and full of safe social distancing, along with the hottest sales staff in Oakland County.
Hey.
Unfortunately, you have to social distance from them, too. You can also go online to enjoy their enhanced online shopping experience and check out their unprecedented deals, like a 2020 Fusion, as low as $115 a month, or America's number one truck, a new 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT, 4x4, as low as $125 a month. Don't forget the new 2020 Ford Explorer is little as $198 a month.
And if you preserve one of those.
To own your own vehicle, they have over $10,000 in rebates on tons of inventory. And speaking of, you got to hurry because you know the factory shutdown has inventory drying up quickly. So you better select today. Get the party started at DealsInTheD.com. And don't forget Jim Bentley is over there. So there. Okay. Oh, boy. Another show. When coronavirus started, I thought, well, okay, it's going to be weird doing a few shows at the beginning of coronavirus, doing a few weeks. Then it was going to be more in a few weeks. And then all this happens. And now it just seems like, well, I'm just going to go to the poll yesterday. 80% feel the country is out of control. Which means there's an 8 out of 10 chance that the show is out of control.
Oh, wow.
I think the show's in control. I'm pretty happy about the show overall during this stretch of road. It's been tough. It's and some people just want it to be, you know, the fun zone. And
politics.
Everything's politics. I mean, the world has just descended on us. We can't have our own little world. I wish we could. I mean, we could spend...
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
We could spend 2 hours on the four-hour graduation entertainers are putting together for the 2020 class on Sunday.
I thought we already did that.
Did you hear Phineas's version of Beautiful Day that he and Bono, Bono has, I guess, turned this over to Phineas to use Beautiful Day as kind of the 2020 We Are the World?
Great.
Nice. Did you see it?
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
Nice repurposing it, just like Elton John did.
Has anyone
thanks
heard it?
God, that was the weakest attempt. Bono, thanks for trying. Here's a song I wrote a long time ago. Use this.
I thought his explanation was lame. It's all on Rolling Stone. Did anyone hear it?
I did not. Should we play it? We'll get kicked off.
Nobody? Brandon? Trudy?
No, I really
I didn't hear it.
Brandon, I thought you would have been all over it. Phineas, right?
Yeah, Phineas. I mean, he's got great bone structure. He's a great producer.
I never said anything about the bone structure, but I do recognize musical talent in a world that everything is done through, you know, a computer. A lot of soundtracks are just done through your keyboards these days. This guy can play 38 instruments. I thought it was impressive.
I got to tell you, listen to the variety of instruments in this piece of production. Just listen, because it ain't there. In fact, I have two main complaints, Mark's waving at someone.
I'm trying to get your attention, Brandon. Can you increase your gain ever so slightly? Thank you. That ends this announcement.
I have two complaints about Beautiful Day. One, the first singer, and she comes through time and time again, is Noah Cyrus.
What?
Oh,
God. Isn't this politics, family politics, nepotism? I mean, all the things that we're supposed to not like right now.
Was she going to be the new whisper singer? Phineas didn't want to use Billy anymore, so he got someone else to whisper sing.
You'll hear her right off the bat. And my second complaint is that there's no music. There's just, it's like a heartbeat and all the, and the singing is great.
Phineas believes in less is more.
Well, it sounds that way to me, as much as Brandon loves him. And there's a Bono speech at the beginning, which I guess we could listen to speech. Hear him self-flagellate.
Right, you're running a risk here.
Sure.
As an Irishman, I've always believed that America is not just a country.
It's an idea.
What's being an Irishman have to do with that?
Dream.
Trite.
Hello, hello.
Now, I know in recent times, the world has been reminded that America's an idea that doesn't even belong to a lot of Americans.
Run along the back to Dublin and find yourself a bottle to crawl into.
Lady Liberty's torch is far from a beacon of hope.
Oh, listen to this. Check this.
It's often a flashlight in the face.
Whoa, man.
Over
oh, my God. He's so deep.
Things were not as they might have been.
Pause it for a second, Brandon.
The song was not a description.
Do you think someone goes, hey, Bono, can you contribute a song or something? He goes, I'll give you an old song. You guys do whatever you want, but I have to have a 5-minute speech about how great everything is.
Yes, Bono, sir, we wish to inform you that your record for biggest crap has just been broken.
There is no drop that works better for this than he is so deep. Just listen to the rest of it. The song's coming soon, I promise.
Okay, okay.
And the singing is great.
All right.
Description of where we were at. It was a prayer for where we could go.
Beautiful and day wasn't just a song.
A dream. Like America's a dream of what might be.
Oh, for God's sakes.
We now know that America
I'm living here.
Is a song.
Not just a dream.
Sorry you're in Ireland.
Who else in the love car say yeah?
America might be the greatest song the world has never heard. It's a wild thought.
Well, the greatest song the world's never heard, America?
America is yet to exist.
Wow.
And even wilder that the class of 2020.
Because that's his dream.
To bring it into
so
being.
If their song's written,
to
then
be
maybe
in the like 44 to
years striving for freedom. Sometimes marching, sometimes protesting, sometimes on your knees, sometimes taking
the
knee.
Oh my God, get to the point.
You get there. I don't know how, but I know who. You can vault the barricades of bigotry, and with your
you
vote,
you take forever to
you
say
can
nothing.
Dismantle institutions that hold that bigotry and are in your way.
Does anyone like
the glasses?
No one likes it. Now, I mean, some graduating kids going to sit through this boring speech?
First of all, I know his band hates it. I already know that.
But it's going to be you.
They've said it. They absolutely abhor this.
A beautiful day.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Okay, get ready for Noah Cyrus to lead it off.
The planet to sing that song.
Produce.
There's the 38 instruments.
Everybody still awake?
Here comes Noah.
Where are these other people? This is such a good song, too. It's up through the stony ground. There's no room. No space to rent in this town. Oh, Toe blows on it, too. Great. Ty Dolla Sign with crazy auto-tune.
Why? You're not moving anywhere. It picks up when the black singers come in. I'm just going to say it. Sorry.
That's about right now, right?
I guess. To take you out of this place so you could land a hand. It's a beautiful day. Where's the 38 instruments he plays?
It's awful.
Brandon?
It'd be funny if Murray Wilson was in there.
I know, it'd be
just
great.
Just his head.
Just the view of him in the control room.
Baby, won't you light my fire?
This is such a D-list crew.
It is pretty lousy.
I didn't want to say that, but I thought Noah Cyrus said it all.
I'm tired of the Cyrus brats.
Miley's really talented, but what the fuck? We have to like everyone in the family?
My favorite Cyrus is Murray Cyrus.
Randy, you look so fine.
Wait, so Phineas couldn't even get his sister to jump on board here?
Fuck no, she's busy writing her own songs for that
make
money.
He couldn't say, hey, sis, do me a solid? It's for Bono? Yeah.
And as far as... Okay, go ahead, play it. It's been a love with you. It's a beautiful day.
A beautiful dog.
Touch me. No thanks. What did Phineas do on this?
I know. He did anything. Nothing. He just, where's the heartbeat sound effect? Loop it. No, I'm not. Seriously, this is ridiculous.
This is a no effort. It's kind of making me want to hear the original just to see what he was competing against.
Slow down.
Oh, is that Chris Martin?
Yeah. He's always available.
Okay, is there a law about Chris Martin?
Who's more available, him or John
Alicia
Legend?
Alicia Keys. Oh, no, John Legend, you're right.
We haven't done it.
Alicia Keys has to be involved. It's a law, and she is in the graduation Sunday.
We haven't done a Twitter poll in a long time. Can we do one?
Your heart is necessary at this time.
Who's more available, John Legend, Chris Martin, or Alicia Keys?
I love that. I love that.
Who wants to put it up? You want me to do it, Brandon, or you want to do it?
You can do it.
It's the Grammys.
Genius, that's her part.
Okay. All right, enough of this.
Wow.
Okay,
wow,
the four, terrible. I can't wait.
How trite.
You know, I really didn't have I don't remember my high school graduation speaker, so I'm going to watch the graduation four-hour high school special on Sunday. Starts at 3 o'clock. Bono, nothing like a 60-year-old man talking to 17-year-olds. And being really pompous.
I don't know, though. They love lectures.
Fun. Yeah, you're right.
Maybe they like lectures.
But he doesn't really lecture. He's more of a flowery play-by-play guy.
True. The only thing I have to say about Bono's speech is...
That's a really incredible synopsis.
Oh, I'm going to enjoy that drop. Alicia Keys is not left out. She's involved. Phineas. Obama. Michelle. Noah Cyrus. Noah Cyrus, yes.
One of these things is not like the other.
Chris Martin, again, another 50-year-old talking to 17-year-olds.
Yeah, but he bangs like 20-year-olds, so he can relate.
I mean, I like him. I really do. But, okay, Beyonce, I guess a lot of people will be excited about that. Taylor Swift, okay, that's exciting for the ladies. BTS will probably blow the house down. They should be on first so everybody can be on their way after BTS, right?
Yes.
Lizzo, Timberlake,
yeah.
Phineas. That was definitely an attempt at We Are the World 2020. That was like, okay, just imagine people really blew it, but we're going to have Phineas produce it. We're going to take a known, loved song. Not something old and tired like Imagine. A Beautiful Day. My song.
I wish they would have picked Whitesnake. Here I go again. Just like MLA City, class of 2002, baby.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm online today, and I was listening to Cat Stevens because...
Whoa.
And I love Cat Stevens. He did Teeth of the Tillerman.
Great album.
50 years ago. And so he is re-recording it, which I always feel like these re-recording ideas, it's usually about money. And it sounded like, yeah, a couple songs are going to make them a little different. Mm-hmm. But generally, it's note for note, kind of the same. So I'm listening to Where the Children Play, which they offered in the Rolling Stone article. And then I was going back listening to the original, and I'm like, okay, they're both good. But in the new one, he sounds 50 years older. So I kind of like the original better.
Wait, yeah, how does he do father and son? Is it now great-grandfather and grandson? Or
great-grandfather and grandpa? And son.
And dad?
And dad, yeah. Anyway, I see that there's a... he has covers for a couple songs I was interested in, one of them being All Things Must Pass, the George Harrison song, which I love. Mm-hmm. And so I click on it. And what happens? There's an ad in front of it to wish Donald Trump a happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
In front of the George Harrison song.
Well, I mean, they're targeting you.
Now, I don't think I don't think George Harrison or Cat Stevens or the Beatles would want a Trump. I mean, that is, again, this fucking platform that doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that... That is such bullshit. You know, they were playing white supremacist stuff in front of Ford ads at one time. And they said, oh, my God, we're going to work on, we're going to do better at that.
But
you can't ever punish them for doing shit like that.
If they do a show, let's say it's on.
Oh, 50 murders got on. Damn it. Wait, what? Somebody shared them? Oh, we had no idea.
But if they have a show on ABC, do they have the right to control what spots are sold?
they used to have a sensitivity towards.
I don't know.
Content.
I think if it's going right into your material and only your material, only your copyrighted material, I would think you would have some control. I mean, Ford did not want a white supremacist ad
sure.
in front of them. They complained. That was an obvious fuck up. I think Lara Trump.
Well, I think the difference there, though, is ABC wouldn't accept that ad, but they would easily accept an ad from a political action committee or
no, it says a lot.
You know, I'm not saying there's no place fine. For the ad. You know, sure, Lara Trump can tell people to take 30 seconds to wish President Trump a happy birthday. That's fine. I think it's really badly timed. I got to say it. I just don't think it's a great idea. But I was offended on behalf of George. Yeah, maybe I'm just taking it too seriously.
Happy birthday to him.
Plus, I knew.
I don't care.
I knew that anyone that sees that, aren't you going to think it's stupid? I mean, anybody's birthday right now seems kind of. I mean, taking an ad out to wish someone a happy birthday. Really?
About that, though, don't they know?
Point.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on Don. Don't they know everything about you? And so wouldn't they know that maybe that wouldn't be something if you were listening to George Harrison, Cat Stevens? Yeah, that might not be the ad to run.
But I don't know if it's that specific.
The problem is I get targeted with Trump stuff all the time just from reading,
looking it up,
just
work.
From looking up stuff on the news, or I watch a ton of his speeches online. So I get targeted with it all the time.
Well, then I happen to see, this is really disconnected. I didn't mean to go all the way all the place all over here, but June 13th, which is five, 6 days from now.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that his birthday?
Yeah, that's his birthday.
Mm-hmm. You're going on the boat trip?
They're having a boat party in Macomb County.
Done it before.
And, I don't know. I just have a feeling there can be some spectators who aren't crazy about it.
You think?
Plus, he's not there.
Yeah, but he'll know.
I mean, I wouldn't care who the boat party's birthday was for. I would find it dumb.
Full speed ahead.
Just saying. I'm just saying. And Facebook Live, by the way, is brought to you by the world's strongest coffee. Go to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew and use the code Drew15 at checkout and get your 15% off your entire order. Deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. Drew15 at checkout. 15% off. Hey, pretty cool, huh?
Thank you, Brandon.
So there's more. Let's see. What was that all about?
He's the only one that laughed at that drop because A, it was entirely too late. B, it was well under well under the read. I don't know how many people, but I saw Brandon laugh at it. It's just stupid.
Let's see. There was some other music stuff, I guess. Get into this. Village people do not want YMCA used at Trump rallies.
Hey, I think you're going to need a bigger boat.
What? Why not?
I don't know.
I can't imagine.
I guess they don't like Trump.
Well, then you know what? You can't license it to an arena.
You know, it's pretty clear that...
That's how it works.
You can play whatever you want at a Trump rally, and it can't be stopped. It just can't be stopped.
Well, because
I mean, hasn't everyone complained, and yet it continues? I hear you can't always get what you want in so many of his speeches.
Because those songs are licensed to the arena to play for any event, basketball.
Well, then they shouldn't license them to arenas. You're right.
And political rallies.
It's just funny that...
That's how it works.
You know, I think there was a time, Trudy, help me out with this. Wasn't there a time when, like, Springsteen said, hey, President Reagan, could you stop playing Born in the USA? That's not what it's not about this. And I think they actually accepted his wishes and didn't play it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. They stepped aside for the boss, for sure.
That used to happen, but not anymore.
Didn't the New York police refuse to do security for the boss, too, at one point? Because he did the 41 shots about Abner Louima.
Oh,
did they? So they didn't do security for a show?
Let me check, but I'm pretty sure.
Wait, why does that justify? I mean, that did happen.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have to provide security, though. You can hire security. Okay. You know what song should be licensed to arenas? I don't think Trump would want to play it for his reelection, but this should be licensed.
What, a quarterback throws an interception?
Yeah, or a strikeout. Or if, say, somebody gets dunked on in a basketball game and he's sitting on the bench.
I gotta tell you, you might think I'm crazy, but I think if you could play drops over sporting events, I think people would laugh their asses off. And oh, my God, yeah. You remember the Phoenix Suns used to play Doe?
Yeah.
They used to play Homer, and people loved it.
Yeah.
So
come on, Comerica, hire me.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah, that would be a cool gig, Brandon.
That'd be a blast. Oh my,
but you know that wrong drop would leak in there. I don't know what it would be.
They'd all have to be approved.
Yeah, I guess so.
Fuck it!
So anyway, I thought it was kind of interesting today when the record companies were sort of called on the carpet for, hey, you guys have been kind of bad to black people too.
Who? What companies?
Record companies.
Record companies, okay.
So they had sort of beaten it all to the punch. Warner, Universal Music, Sony, and Warner have already committed $225 million to social justice and anti-racist initiatives. Can I ask you something?
Oh, that solves it.
Anybody jump in here. Do you believe? Okay, well, it's out of the $225 million, how many of those $225 million do you think they will get their money's worth, actual value for those programs? And I'm not trying to shit on the programs or the idea. I'm not dumping on the idea at all, but how many people believe that these programs, because remember how much money got thrown at Time's Up?
Sure.
Anybody want to just give a guess? If you say $225 million, that's fine. If you think it's $300 million.
Well, who's looking for the value? Is it the record company? Because they get their value just by announcing that they're
exactly.
doing it.
Exact
time is up.
I mean, that's why they're doing it.
All they're doing. They're just throwing money at it.
Yeah.
So anybody want to make anybody just give me, I just wonder what you guys think.
It's very disappointing.
$25
million. $25 million? Okay, Brandon?
I would say about half of it, and then the other half would probably be, used incorrectly.
Hey, you know what, though? It's their money.
Oh, no, absolutely. And these programs, they have staffs and they have executives and
it's like a lot
of
shares.
I'm sure there's going to be some bonuses tied to that.
I think I'm more in the Trudy camp than the Brandon camp, Mark.
Out of how much million?
Out of $225 million, how many of those dollars will be used in a good way that will really help? I mean, will they get $25 million worth out of their $225? Will they get $200 million?
Yeah. You don't think so? Yeah.
What do you? I mean, I'm asking.
I mean,
you
I don't know what it's. I don't know what it's going to be used for. What's it supposed to be used
anti-racist
for?
Initiatives and social justice.
Well, that depends how you define. Well,
I'm not asking you to analyze every
fine.
Fucking dollar. Jesus.
I don't know. $100 million.
Okay, $100 million. Okay. The reason I
this heard, isn't a spending money contest.
The reason I asked is because companies, everyone is opening their wallets up because they have to do something. And I've actually heard people say that, you know what, we're going after companies. If they don't proactively do something, then they are complicit. And that's pretty strong. But I'm not going to say that. That's not going to have an effect.
Similar to boycotts in the 60s, yeah. The civil rights movement.
But I don't want to call it extortion, but kind of.
And yet they're coming after companies who sound like they're appropriating it as well.
Okay, so don't kill me and edit this out if you think it's just the worst thing I've ever said, or even close, or I will, or I'll be canceled. What if? I know this is a huge what if because it'll never happen.
You're about to lose your job. You're about to lose your job. You're about to lose your job.
Okay, are you curious to hear my idea or are you going, oh no, here it goes?
Yes.
Mark?
Full speed ahead.
Yeah, I can't edit it out of Facebook Live. I'm just saying.
Oh, should I save it for after Facebook Live?
Well, it wouldn't make all.
Maybe, okay. Because if you lose your job, then I lose my job, too.
Yeah, tell me when Facebook Live's over, and then I'll say it. That's how fucking paranoid I am right now.
What are you guys talking about? We'll buy all this equipment on the cheap. He won't need it.
That's true. You guys can start your own thing.
I have to be reimbursed.
Okay, I'll come back to that. When you terminate Facebook Live, let me know exactly when, and I'll tell you my idea.
We could just turn down the audio on Facebook Live, and you can do it now. Do you want to do that? That might be fun.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Let's keep the Facebook Live people hopping and wondering.
Somebody will read your lips.
Okay. So Warner, Universal, Sony, and Warner, $225 million to social justice and anti-racist initiatives. I just have to tell you, I'm really skeptical about all these programs. And when they say, I'm going to come back because I'm going to talk about defunding the police. I think I'll surprise some people.
I'm going to get Rachel here. I'm going to get Rachel.
Wouldn't it make more sense for them to properly pay the artists that they have stolen from?
Yeah, I would say so.
The people they screwed and dropped their debt, because, you know, there's a lot of artists. And I know Lamont Dozier. It's Lamont Dozier.
Holland Dozier Holland.
Those guys, I believe they owe a record company a whole bunch of money in some strange deal. They produced, wrote all those great Motown songs. Come on. None of those guys should owe one dime to anyone. Yep. Redistribute profits to black musicians for musical reparations. That's one of the ideas.
That's kind of what you're talking about.
Musical reparations. Yeah, I'm not really calling it reparations. I'm calling it what they deserved. Yeah. They were supposed to get it. It's not like it's a charity. They got ripped off. And then the other idea, and this one is not being taken. This one is a little more digestion's required. It suggested that they should pay a 15% digital royalty, committing to a minimum 15% digital royalty for digital exploitation of minority artists. Now, okay, here's the problem. Well, you know how little they pay these guys for their streams?
Oh, yeah.
It's Spotify. Horrible.
No, they get jack shit.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And that's what, I wonder why Spotify's making so much money.
Yeah.
I wonder why all these platforms are making so much money. The problem is, and this was expressed, is that, well, gee, maybe the other artists, too, the non-minority ones, will say, well, we ought to get a royalty, too, which they should.
Yeah, they should just fix that for all the artists.
So I don't think they're going to do that. That's just my guess. They'd rather
It's a lot of money they'd give. They'd rather just take a lump sum, like $225. They're not going to have to pay.
And it's done. Write it off. Get a little write-off. And
they don't have to pay it down in the future, because God knows what they would owe.
That'll cost you in perpetuity, 15%.
Yeah, so it's easier to pay the lump now.
So I see someone in that boardroom going, let's just throw the $225 million at it. Let's do that and be done.
It probably started with,
we'll call it even.
Let's throw, $20 million at it. What? You got to do more than that.
Well, it's four companies.
Oh, okay.
And honestly, you know what surprised me? Because it sounds like a lot of money. I mean, it is a lot of money. Is, I think it was Sony. They said, that's like less than a third of their quarterly profits. I think they said that.
For their quarter of it?
The amount they were giving, which was $100 million.
Okay.
I think Sony was $100 million.
Is this just for the music? I mean, that company makes lawnmowers, televisions, PlayStations.
They
make everything.
I'm not sure. I don't want to get too specific on it, but it was just, it sounded like a drop in the bucket.
I'm sure it's going to sound like a lot of money. Well, you think it's a lot for them to give, or too?
Well, it's a lot of money, period. But I mean,
it's a lot.
I thought, oh my God, that's a ton of money. And then as I start reading about it, I'm going, that's not that much money.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Let's see what else was in entertainment, because there were a couple more things. Oh, the Jeremy video, previously not released, is released. That's with the kids shooting up the classroom? Oh,
okay, thank you, right? You thought, like, my whole life, I thought the whole thing was about him shooting up like a school shooting. It's not. He commits suicide is the point.
Oh, okay.
But they can't show him committing. They couldn't show him committing suicide in '92. So now there's just another scene where, you know how he tosses the apple to the teacher when he walks in. You see him put the gun in his mouth.
Oh.
And then all the kids going like that with the blood all over them, which is why I thought they were being shot up, not a suicide.
What happens when some kid goes on Facebook and says, I'm watching the Jeremy video live, and the ship is up. And it's carried live, and Facebook goes, oh, my God, we had no idea it was on there. Oh, Jesus. Okay, sorry. And then the next day they go, oh, my God, it's been shared. Oh, my God, that's terrible.
Well, then they
and then people want to sue Pearl Jam.
Then they'll just say, I will donate $225 million to something.
Okay. See, I always just figured that, though, because wasn't the song written about a kid named Jeremy who did the exact same thing, Jeremy Dell?
Yeah, but I always thought he shot up a school, not suicide. I guess I just never looked too much into it.
Oaken class today. It's a great song.
It looks so weird watching Eddie now. I don't remember him being that young.
I know. We're so old.
I know.
It sucks. Fucking thing sucks.
I couldn't figure out, too, why did they release this now? Like,
I know. It seems like.
And apparently it was national.
Is it a little tone deaf?
National Gun Violence Day or something.
Okay.
So
that stuff still matters.
Whoa.
People are still doing that stuff?
Yeah, and nobody thinks about it.
No, they don't. Okay.
I wonder what other national days we missed out on.
I don't know. Who knows? They probably were celebrating, but we just weren't in on it. Okay, I want to talk about defunding the police, but first, how about dewatering, demolding, de-storm damaging, de-fire damaging your home by calling 877-JOB-DONE for Emergency Response Services Incorporated. Just got a great review from actually an audience member who used them. One of those late night things. Oh my God, the basement's flooded. And they called them, they came out. All is good, all is restored.
That's a really incredible synopsis.
Everyone's happy with Emergency Response Services Incorporated. So if you've got water problems in your basement, oh God, what a
worst.
Mold removal, storm damage, fire damage, ERSI is your trusted partner. Also for COVID-19 disinfection treatments in your open business or soon to open business. Hey, restaurants are open today.
Yeah.
They're open. Can you believe this? Anybody been to one?
Take a drive down Woodward and all the places that are open. A lot of places have these giant signs. They're like, you can come inside now. You can come inside now. All stores, not just
pretty
restaurants.
Cool. Yeah. Pretty cool.
I must say that I pitched a tent in the back of your restaurant.
877-JOB-DONE.com or call 877-JOB-DONE. Emergency plumber or plumbing supply houses in Southeast Michigan. Call for your free COVID-19 disinfection treatment. How about that? 877-JOB-DONE. Tell them Drew sent ya.
That Charles Pugh drop reminded me. Have you seen his updated picture from the Otis Correctional?
Oh, the Pewster?
Yeah, have you seen his
picture? No.
He is loving prison.
Is he?
Well, he's so happy in the mugshot. Brandon, we pull it up so people on Facebook.
Did he get some hair transplants or something?
No, he is very joyful. I think he's loving every second of being. Well,
good for him.
But Charlie showed me his
I got to go to Charlie's Twitter because that's where I think I saw it.
Some people like prison.
He seems like he had the capacity to be very cheerful about that. He's cheerful a lot of things before
maybe.
You know, he imploded.
Prison rules.
Jesus Christ. I can't find it.
I can't wait to see this.
All right, I'll pull it up.
This is a lot of information to extract from a picture. Is there anything more besides a
picture? Oh, you'll agree. You'll
okay.
Agree.
How long does he serve?
Let me pull up the info, Trudy.
I think he's got about, Jesus, didn't he get like 8 years or something? Or was it 13 years?
Seems like he should be out by now, Trudy, then, right?
I swear to God.
I thought it was 15.
I was thinking he'd be out by now, too. He's got to be out soon. He could admit to more stuff and staying longer.
You can you pull up my computer? There he is. Look how happy he is, everybody.
Looks fantastic.
Charles Andre Pugh, 6 foot, 165, 8 inches. He's got a scar on his right forearm.
They put penis eyes on there?
I'm glad somebody caught that. Doesn't say when he gets out. Date of sentence. I know it says that. Oh, here you go. Earliest release date, 12/22/21. Maximum, 6/22/31.
Wow, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, looks good. He looks really good.
He's excited. He loves prison. I think he's going to ask to wait till 2031.
He does look really happy. It is funny how you can extract so much from the prison picture is one thing, but a mugshot usually, I feel like, does say something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the ones with the girls that are just crying their eyes out, those ones are like, I messed up. It's not like, I'm defiant. You know, they're just like, they're just collapsing under the legal system. It's just one big, I'm sorry.
Aaron Judge's girlfriend, wasn't she a mess in that
photo? Oh, yeah. Total mess.
Yeah.
And then I have to tell you two pictures I saw recently that really bugged me. Did you see the Molotov cocktail throwers, the two lawyers?
Oh, yeah.
They look really smug, like, yeah, that's what I was doing. Fuck you. Or they look like they think it's a joke or something. And it just rubbed me the wrong way.
You both of them are lawyers, by the way.
Sorry, Trudy, what? Sorry.
Both of them are lawyers, by the way.
Well, yeah.
At least they were at one point.
Have law careers.
Princeton educated in one case.
Ooh.
So, defunding the police. I kept hearing that, and I was really like, what does that mean? I just didn't know what it meant. Mm-hmm. I really didn't know what it meant. I'm still not sure I know exactly what it means. But, you know, in Minneapolis, they are really determined to do this. And the city council voted to defund the police. And I'm now—
Did they actually vote, or did the nine people just say that
That's even bigger than defunding. That's a total dismantling.
Yes, yes.
And rebuilding.
And I think that's the way they want to go. And you know what? I'm actually fine with it because I think it's one of those things. It's like Sweden during the coronavirus. Instead of just hooting it down and saying, what? Why not have someone try something new and see how it goes? I'm disinclined to like the idea, but
it sounds like they have rebuilt a couple police forces in America.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know what that means. Portland, I think Newark was Newark one of them.
You know, I saw
Camden.
Saw a story about this today. It's not as radical as it sounds,
right?
No.
But I'm not sure.
The messaging doesn't work very well. The messaging is what's going to be bad.
Well, everybody thinks that the police are just not going to be there, and it's not the case.
Well, frankly, Austin, Texas, I got an email from somebody in Austin, Texas today that said they did not defund the police department. The police department.
Austin, Massachusetts?
The Austin, Texas police are very present. They're all over 6th Street.
Well, it sounds like they better defund them.
They're all over events. Well, they were referenced as a city that's done it. Yeah. And that term did not resonate with the person that emailed. But, you know, if they want to dismantle the police force and reimagine it in some new way, then I want to see how it works. I'm not saying I want it to be my city that's the guinea pig, but I'm all for them. If that's what Minneapolis wants to do, I'm all for it, and I want to see how it works. And you know what? If it's better, it's better. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
I
want
to know how this story ends.
I gotta tell you this much. It doesn't seem like what they're doing in Minneapolis is working very well.
No.
It's torn up a lot of the country to get the message across.
But here's what's crazy about the United States of America. What's good for one city might not be good for another city. And this country is really big.
Yeah. And that's...
Well, that's when you don't do the same thing in every... You don't try to cutter it.
Yeah.
Make unless it's something responsive.
Unless it's something that's applicable and goes over an imaginary state line. But as far as a municipality's police department, no. What works for one might not work for someone else.
I mean, I think that things as important as police, usually there's something that works. And, you know, in this case, something that doesn't work. And honestly, the more this goes on, and I don't mean like, you know, oh, these stupid protesters. I mean, the more this is in my face every day, and it is because people keep protesting. And I'll say it again. I have to believe that anyone who is out there night after night after night is very passionate and truly believes in what they're doing. And they're showing an incredible commitment. So I laud them for that. And I'm not just saying BLM. I don't mean it like that. No, I mean, seriously, I like seeing people that are passionate. So where have our leaders been? And this is what worries me. What all of a sudden the people that lead these places are going, oh, we have to do something.
I mean, really, isn't it
disgusting?
How many times have we seen?
I want to tell somebody in command.
I mean, is it going to be school shootings? Is that going to be the next one where people are out tearing this country up and raising hell because no one will fucking listen?
Maybe. I mean, it's been a while, right? I mean, the big movements were Parkland and Sandy Hook. So
Parkland, though, we're not going to forget this. This one's not going to just go away. That's what people kept saying.
They
did. It did.
Sandy
and
Hook,
I don't want to get.
I can't believe Sandy Hook went away.
No,
well, that's
more.
The most horrific one.
It not only went away, it led to a whole movement that it was fake and that these were crisis actors. Wait, by the way, these terms, crisis actors. Where do these things get made up? Who does this?
The internet.
Who comes up with all these terms? Virtue signaling. They're virtue signaling. Virtue signaling?
Serious crap.
Why don't you say virtue signaling?
I don't even know what that means.
You know, I know what it means, but why don't you just say they're putting up a fake message.
Oh.
This person does not believe in this. This is bullshit. That's what I call it. When you say virtue signaling, it sounds like something really complicated.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't like all these buzzwords. And half the time I feel like people just start throwing buzzwords at everyone.
And that's
Can you use virtue signaling in a sentence?
Let's see.
And then
Emily Ratajkowski has been engaging in virtue signaling on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations.
Now I get it.
But Trudy, I why not just say what's going on? Her husband throws the N-word around, and she runs around acting like the most woke person of all time, and she's married to someone who just fires off the N-word.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
And you have to be, careful with who you're married to these days, because we did see a soccer player from the MLS, the LA Galaxy, get blown out because his wife had some bad words.
Do you think he offered to divorce her and stay on the team? It's like, she didn't mean that much to me anyway. I'm hitting a lot of trim on the side. Can I keep my job? I'll just divorce her. We'll be done. I'll donate $225 million.
Isn't that a lot? I mean, that's a really heavy thing, because it had to cross his mind. He had to go, you know what? I'm kind of sick of fucking her anyway. And she is kind of a bitch. And it really didn't turn into what I thought it was going to be. I'm sick of her. I want some strange anyway, for Christ's sake.
Is he going to get deported now? Because he's not an American, this guy. I don't think he is, at least. So now that he doesn't have a job, is he going to get deported back home?
He's going to lose his job.
He's Serbian, yeah.
I really feel like this is a Hall of Fame drop. You about to lose your job?
Oh, it's phenomenal.
I feel like it just won't go away. It's so good.
It's phenomenal. Oh, this guy, man. Yeah, he's old. He's not that good. He was an easy one to get rid of. Alexander.
You about to lose your job.
Are we off Facebook?
Negative.
Okay.
You can't be.
We're at minute 39. If you want to bolt now, we can bolt now.
We can bolt in a few minutes.
Yeah.
But, you know, back to Minneapolis. This business.
Okay, I want to say something about defunding police. If we're going to do this, can we also agree to not call 911 if someone's filming you and you're upset? Or can we not call 911 if our neighbors are extra loud? Or can we just save it for maybe important things like lives being in danger?
Call 911!
You know, make it a different number for assholes who want to make those kinds of calls, and then they just get to make those kinds of calls to some other department.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you.
I'll answer it and hang up on them.
I couldn't agree more with you, but you know what?
Click.
You can't make people think the same way all the time. They're not going to, because they can't. You can't make everyone just like you. They won't think the same way. It's the problem with political correctness, and it's the problem with the...
Do you think some people try to learn? I mean,
they try, but there's always new idiots coming up.
Yeah.
There's new idiots born every day.
So you gotta
there's a sucker born every minute.
So you got to teach your kids not to be assholes.
Who said there's a sucker born every minute? Is it W.C. Fields?
Yes, yes, it was.
W.C. Fields?
I believe so, yeah. No, wait.
Wait, Rogers?
P.T. Barnum?
Barnum, you're right. Barnum.
I knew there were two initials in it.
Yeah, W.C. Fields, that didn't sound like him. He's more friendly.
Well, he did do Birth of a Nation, so.
W.C. Fields?
Huh?
W.C. Fields?
Yeah, didn't he do Birth of a Nation?
Is that W.C.? I don't know.
The Love Letter to the Klan?
We had a field trip to see that movie. And I swear
to
God,
you.
I remember just thinking, oh, wow, hours to just goof off and, you know, shoot rubber bands at people. Field trips were just complete fuck offs. I never learned a thing on a field trip, and it was just, to me, it was just hours to just space out, Dreamweaver, drink a box milk, and have a lunch.
It's a break. It was a day off. It was a day off.
It was a mental health day.
This is really funny. It wasn't W.C. Fields. It wasn't P.T. Barnum. It was D.W. Griffin.
It was
too many fucking initials.
I didn't think it was W.C. Fields.
Did he do comedies?
Funny.
Is he the one that has rosacea? Doesn't one of them have rosacea? Like a big bulbous nose?
It's W.C. Fields.
He have rosacea.
It's W.C. Fields.
I didn't really intend to get that deeply into
it. All right, I'll shut up. I know. Thank you.
This guy, but...
Google it.
Okay, so I'm sure a lot of people have seen Mayor Jacob Levy of Minneapolis at the marching event. He shows up to march.
Jacob Fry,
I'm sorry. Jacob Levy.
Who's that? Is that Sandra Levy's brother?
Trying to make him more Jewish for some reason? What am I doing? I don't know why I thought they have a friend named Paul Levy, but anyway. Okay,
lose
Jacob Fry.
You about to lose your job.
He shows up at the march. He's got his mask on. He's got his shorts on.
How old is this kid?
He's got his athletic socks on and his trainers, and he's really ready to march. And he is the first one to come out and say, this is a murder. You know, he is very much with the protesters. However, when he doesn't say that he's in favor of defunding the police, when he's put on the spot by this person, you know, Yes or no? Do you support defunding the police? And he says no. All of a sudden, the crowd chants him down.
You about to lose your job.
He shows something less than 100% devotion, and he is now a complete piece of shit.
Shame.
That is not how you change people's minds.
Shame.
That's not how you. That's not how it works.
No. But come on, man. He's a politician. Just lie. Like they all do.
I agree. Said the wrong thing, but it does not draw people. When people are feeling that, you know what, if I'm anything less than 100% for this thing, I'm not 100% for. I'm some for it, but I'm not 100%. I don't agree with everything. And so, if I express anything that I don't like, I'm going to be just, you know, either out of a job or I'm going to be shouted down on social media. Then everyone goes, I'm just not going to say anything.
But he's the mayor.
And sometimes people go, I'm not going to support that because there's too many things that I can't even talk about. I mean, nobody's saying anything because they're just afraid.
He needs to read the room and just say, hey, what would you do or what should I do?
But he shouldn't have to read the room that carefully.
Read the room. He should have read the mob, and there was only one acceptable answer.
Okay, but that would be a fake answer. That would be the political way. And that's kind of my point, is that all these people have been mollifying – you know, people who've been complaining, and rightfully so, for all these years. This is a Democratic state, a Democratic city, a black police chief.
State, yeah.
It's a very progressive liberal place. They've fucking ignored these people.
Mm-hmm.
They've just ignored a massive, massive complaint, and something incredible happened there with Philando Castile just a short time ago, and went away. Poof!
And he got off.
Hoo-ah!
Yeah.
That dude got off.
Yeah, he got off. No, he was actually, wasn't he
Yanez?
Charged and convicted? Because
his name was Geronimo, remember?
Okay, there's one, this is funny, it's so silly, but this is how I think I know this. Because, it was the Pakistani cop that was found guilty? And so people are like, the only guy found guilty is the Pakistani cop! Was that the lady that was shot in the alley?
Maybe.
The white lady?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that his first
Because it was a white lady!
Wasn't that his first day?
Yes.
And Trudy, you're right. It was Geronimo Yanez.
Yeah, Geronimo.
That's
cool name.
That's cultural appropriation.
Shitty act.
So
it's cultural appropriation by a Hispanic of a Native American by naming him Geronimo.
Well, it's with a...
He was Asian, wasn't he?
It's with a J, so is that different?
I don't know.
Anyway, the point I wanted to make about Minneapolis was in this event, and it's... Like, you can't, it's hard not to laugh watching Jacob Fry walk away with his head down. But if you watch the whole video, did you guys watch it? Anybody see it besides me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did. Yeah. It was fascinating to see the sea of people open up like Moses.
Oh, my God. And do you see the people screaming at him?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what a fucking asshole he is. And this is a guy that's on their side.
Yeah.
And I hate saying their side. He's with them. He is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're treating him like he's the biggest piece of shit that ever walked the earth. And humiliating people is not, especially humiliating people that are with you, that's not going to work.
I'm with you.
And I understand the anger, but the great majority is behind the people in Minneapolis and everywhere else. People think there are problems. And it's not like they just found out either. So I don't know why... You want to uniformly dismiss anyone who doesn't agree with every scintilla of BLM or, you know, the police conversation. Intimidation and demanding 100% compliance is not the answer. It will turn people the other way, especially when so many people are really with the conversation.
I know. I guess I'm just willing to dismiss it right now because that's not a negotiation. This is still at the extreme part of it where they're trying to be heard. That's a mob.
But I
know
but
what
when
you mean.
When it looks like that, when you see that, and you see those people screaming at him,
so,
by the way, it's like, oh my God.
My response to that is there's a lot of people that really do not, on the left, that really do not like Barack Obama because he didn't do more. It's like, but wait a sec, he couldn't do everything.
Well,
he had to negotiate.
I would have to say he could have done more with the police.
Oh, he's...
I mean, honestly, why was none of this discussed? Chokeholds, all these little things. Why was there never any kind of conversation? I don't remember any conversation about it. I really don't.
Yeah.
Two words, police union. That's why. They had to get past the human, and they couldn't get past it. It's too powerful.
But was it discussed? I don't even remember the conversation.
Well, I'm sure
these events were going on. These horrible, public videotaped deaths.
Didn't he lose a lot of people because he did say? Did he say or didn't say Black Lives Matter? Didn't he say he supported it and he lost? Then the police get really mad at him.
I don't remember. Honestly, I don't remember exactly. I don't remember it being I remember every event along the way. But I don't really remember his response that well. It's not like he said something that really stuck with me.
There's no doubt he dropped the ball on it on reform. No doubt.
Which shows you how Bush before him.
Well, Clinton's part of the biggest problem with it, Clinton and Nixon.
You know, no doubt.
Well, I'm just not, I don't like blaming former presidents. I mean, you can blame. There's a lot of people along the way. And that's why. OK, are we on Facebook?
Point just being to your whole, you can't demand everything. It can't be an all or nothing thing.
No, I don't mean you can't be all or nothing, but you can't completely humiliate anyone who disagrees with one aspect. That is not right. That's like a cult.
Yeah.
That's like we demand 100% compliance or you. Fuck you. No job. You about to lose your job. That doesn't work. That's like a cult, isn't it? It's like Scientology, but
You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
Some people would say
it is cultish when you demand 100% compliance.
Sounds like our president.
100% compliance?
Yeah,
he does. He puts down anyone who disagrees with him, and you know what?
There's too many people willing to do that.
How many things has he said in the last year, where you rolled your eyes? Even people that vote for him go, ugh.
Yeah. But the people that work with him just go along with it or support it, meaning
They argued with him over the military.
Well, whether Donald Trump or this group in Minneapolis tells you to jump off a bridge, you're going to jump off a bridge? No.
I think we're that guy.
I'm about ready.
One of those things my mom said much sense these days.
So what's your idea?
I think where he lost his way, though, is that he should have just asked. He should have just bounced it back to them and said, what can I do? You help me figure it out.
Well, they'll just say, get rid of the
police. At
that
point, you're not blowing them off. You're involving them.
Should have just said, yeah, I'll do it. still falling.
That's not really the point, though. There's a lot of people who have stepped in shit because they said something dumb, including the guy going to Temple University who said N-word in 2015. I know there's a bunch of them. And this business of kids all over at all these schools reporting each other.
Tattletales!
Nothing but a bunch of tattletales.
Because they said something dumb on social media. First of all, when did we... This social media police, this tattletale culture, why do we... Why is that okay? It's rotten as shit. And these schools, by the way...
You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
What is a university supposed to do when they get 10,000 phone calls about one social media post?
Not answer them.
Well, then they're in trouble.
Really good
then
at deflecting.
They're complicit.
No, phone didn't work. It's crazy. Go yell at the phone company.
That's not what they do.
What?
They just X these people, like the girl in the picture who got kicked out of her last school, and now they want to kicked out of her new school because...
Tattletale.
The picture's still there. The picture still exists.
You are about to lose your job.
I don't want to keep going back to Jacob Fry, but I just, I was laughing because it is funny to see somebody do a walk of shame like that. I mean, it's like, oh my God, I've never seen anyone so shameful in my life. But he's on your side. I mean, you can disagree with him. You can say, but why would you want to just, make him look like the biggest piece of shit that ever walked the earth?
What if this made him flip course and he makes him extra militarized in any protest?
And he draws a whole new audience. And you wins in a landslide.
You guys are mean to me. I'm
he wins
be worse
87% to 13%. Every non-black person votes for him. Oh, boy.
Lord.
You know, I just feel like that this business of torturing people because they say people are going to say people make mistakes.
You see who else is in trouble today? A couple people in trouble?
A lot of people are in trouble.
You want to do that now or do you want to say the thing that you wouldn't say on Facebook?
Okay, I'll say
it. Oh, yeah, I want to hear the thing that you wouldn't say on Facebook.
Okay. Now I've built it up too much. Now I don't feel like I can say it.
Aww. But you can cut it out.
I know. I'm just...
You better lose your job.
I'm just building it up even more. Okay. But let me do this first.
Oh.
Sorry.
And we'll be back with more right after these words.
Is there anything for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Yeah.
There is?
Man.
Oh, really? I'm so pumped to use the Hall Financial Hotline to do anything different.
I know, Brandon, you had some things, but there was a threesome that went bad in a Myrtle Beach hotel, if you want to call the hotel and find out more about it.
What happened?
Well, here, I got to go to the bathroom so you can read the story.
Okay.
It's new to you.
Threesome had an unhappy ending. We're spending a 911 call. I saw this on John Oliver last night, how he was discussing how the police, and he quoted the Dallas police chief, the police just have to do too much now. There's too many things. It's all falls to the police. And this is a good example. They got a 911 hang-up call from the hotel. Cops spoke with a birthday girl who said she invited a 19-year-old male friend to spend the weekend with her in Myrtle Beach. The woman told police her friend Jaheim had arrived in Myrtle Beach before her and had been spending time with another woman before she got there.
Oh, man.
That's what started the argument. Ooh. Jaheim told Myrtle Beach police that he and Mary Jane agreed to have sexual relations with the other woman, whose age is not revealed. Mary Jane did tell cops the second woman had a pistol in her handbag. During the course of the relations, Jaheim said Mary Jane pulled him off the other woman by his genitals and threw him to the floor.
Ew.
During a physical confrontation that followed, okay, I guess you call 911 for this. James said he kicked Mary Jane, causing her to fall. Mary Jane and Jaheim both got dressed and left the room. Mary Jane, cops said, grabbed a bottle of liquor and smashed it on the ground outside the hotel, then sought to call 911. Jaheim responded by taking her phone and leaving the area. This taking the phone shit, that makes me nuts. That's bullshit.
That make you Hulk out?
Well, it's usually by a controlling person, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that a control move?
Yeah,
taking the phone, Mark? Taking somebody's phone away from them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, usually. Now, in this case, he may have been trying to save them both a lot of trouble. Probably more him. But I just generally, I just don't think you can do it. Mary Jane reported suffering. That ought to be a crime. That ought to be a statute. Because contact.
No phone stealing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's so tied to your life now. I mean, your whole life is in there, right?
It is.
It's like stealing someone's wallet.
Yeah, but before that, the genital, pulling the genitals out of the other person.
Not a fan of that.
That's pretty controlling.
No, that's not a good one.
You know, that's why they sell crowbars at the Vince Lombardi rest stop, is to do it safely. Because people were just grabbing people by the genitals, and it's just inappropriate. It hurts.
Which, by the way, we could have called today had, right now it's not business hours, but if we would have called in business hours, we could get David Trump's take on that massive horse accident that happened just the last couple
days.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch had to be killed.
The New Jersey Turnpike, I guess there was a big crash with a ton of horses.
Okay, let's call Trump. Is it too late to call Trump?
That question should be referred to New Jersey State Police.
We'll call him tomorrow. Remind me tomorrow.
He's not working. He's at home.
Mary Jane reported
horse is going.
Suffering injuries. Oh, that's right. He's not. Yeah, he's essential.
Yeah, but he can
drive. He is.
He can answer calls from home.
Say he's not essential.
Take care. Have a good day.
Mary Jane reports suffering injuries to her forehead, pinky finger, and pinky toe during the scrum. Reports not addressed whether Jaheim was injured by the genital yanking.
Oh, yeah, he was.
No charges were filed. They were asked to vacate the premise. Okay, let's call them in a minute. But first, I want to talk about... Anyway, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com is all fired up because their community, customers, and Zot team are excited to be back at full strength. Their sales and service, busy as ever, with Zot's new delivery truck. They're excited to deliver your dreams to your driveway. All the Zot dealerships have quickly and safely adapted and trained to ensure they can deliver you the world-class experience you deserve. During Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram's Drive Forward event, feel free to go online and enjoy their enhanced online shopping. Check out their unprecedented deals like the new 2020 Ram Quad Cab Big Horn.
It's my dream truck, man. It's just, that's why I like.
Only $188 a month. $188 a month. Or if Jeeps are what you dig, check out the 2020 Loaded Jeep Compass. It's just $155 a month. Jeep Compass, $155 a month. Loaded, 2020. Then there's a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $247 a month. And the Wrangler. Right now, get Zots employee pricing for everyone. 0% financing and $1,500 in rebates if you want a new Jeep Wrangler right now. Speaking of right now, you have to hurry because, as you know, the shutdown has inventory drying up quickly. Oh, everything's working against you. You have to buy it now.
Yep, hurry. Go. Do it.
So get the party started. Go to dealsnadie.com. Oh, what a mess I've created here. Jesus Christ.
What happened?
Nothing. Are you man facing divorce? You need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. With Adam, you can get divorced without losing your house and kids. They've been busy, which, you know,
I guess,
you know, it's good for them, but nobody wishes this on anybody. During the pandemic, Adam is offering a 10% discount to healthcare workers because healthcare workers have the same issues that we all have. Call Adam at 248-356-2326. 248-356. Adam!
And we will have a boner line later today. That'll be brought to you by Manscaped, too, so you know. Mm.
Is it a good boner line?
It's a long one. It's a big old fat, thick one.
Really? Uh-uh. Wow. Yeah. What are the topics? Is it? It seems like it's just separated birth now.
Oh, no, no,
some
no.
People
come on.
Some people are saying it.
Last week I did have one. I did have one that was all separated at births, and there is a nice little chunk of separated at births in this one, too. But it's actually, you'll be surprised, there's a lot of various subjects.
Okay. Well, Hall Financial would love to do a refi for you. If you haven't refinanced in the last year, they think you should call them to find out if you can. It doesn't mean 100%, but there's a chance. There's a bunch of people are saving money, and they refied 3 years ago or 2 years ago because interest rates keep going wacko. So do what smart people do and find out what's the harm. Hall Financial Service is fast. They have nearly 1,500 five-star reviews. I think they have well over 1,500. I'm going to have to check that. Go to the webpage, click on the logo to get started, or go to davidallmortgage.com/DrewandMike or call 248-308-5000. They are so fast. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. Hall Financial, NMLS number 1467435. They're an equal housing lender. It's crazy. Okay, so that means, okay. How far in are we? Not because I want to leave. I'm just trying to figure everything
about
out.
About an hour.
Okay. Should we call the hotel?
Yeah, but I'm still want. I want to hear your idea.
Oh, the idea. Okay, it's not that big a deal. If there's a big bleep here, you'll know that it was really not a good idea. Okay. I just kept seeing all these giant.
That's a terrible idea.
I'm seeing all these giant amounts of money.
Yes.
Going to this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the reimagining the police or defunding the police. It's, we'll take $1 billion from New York police. We'll take this many from this police.
I had that idea like 3 days ago.
I mean, we're talking about gigantic amounts of money. What if they all went into a defund me for African Americans and minorities? What if the whole amount?
Happened.
I know it's a ridiculous what if and it'll never work, but wouldn't that be a huge amount of money?
Are you saying a GoFundMe?
Oh, a GoFundMe.
A GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Not a defund me. No, a GoFundMe. It all goes into a GoFundMe to help minorities, and it's split among all the.
Well, that's kind of what they want to do, right?
Well, kind of, except we're talking about, again, the reason I asked about how much of the $225 million do you think you get your money's worth on? And I don't think anyone believes. That those programs and community programs and stuff, and I'm not saying they're bad. I'm just, this is a what if. Can we just what if for a second?
Okay, what if, why don't they take the money and maybe provide some kind of SBA loans like Magic Johnson was doing? But with more vetting than Magic Johnson. But,
they can do that anyway. The government can do that. Well, private companies.
But the problem is they get approved at a much lower rate than white-owned businesses. They have. With SBA loans. They just, I mean, that's a fact.
Wait, what does that have to do with my what if?
Well, no, I'm just trying to think of a way to get the money where it will be used properly.
Well, if you give it to people, don't they go, oh, money.
Oh, like
I can
a
use
stimulus?
This. Well, yeah, like a stimulus. People are throwing so much money at stuff.
Hey, kiss my ass, bitch. I'm paying you shit.
up all these amounts, and I'm like, okay, this is like one sliver of the people giving money. Okay. And then the amount was insane.
So let's do it small payments over a long period of time.
Because then, say you're a single
mom. It's a GoFundMe. People can contribute anything they want. And look at all the people that will give money. Bill Gates will give $100 million.
Yeah, but I don't want GoFundMe to take a cut. Will they bypass their cut?
They're going to bypass it because they believe in this.
Did you see GoFundMe take a stand yesterday, by the way?
GoFundMe vetted one person.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Candace Owens.
Yeah, they canceled her GoFundMe because of, which I got to
tell you. Because of her previous comments.
Well, you and I talked about this off the air. Her, you know, talking about George Floyd not being a hero.
Yeah.
Which my whole thing is, I didn't know that many people were calling him a hero, but that's fine.
Oh, yeah. I think he's considered a hero. Look at all the services. He's having the number of services that a president who passed away would have. But I mean, these are all big events, televised.
I just don't understand the person that wants to shit on all that right now. And George Floyd is not a perfect person.
He was killed by a police officer. So, yeah, it's just dumb. I don't know what the point is, although I do.
And then all I can think of is,
I hate saying this, but I'll say this. I do think that there's been a little bit of a gloss over that whole part of it.
No, that's fine.
When it's Kobe Bryant and his little rape, you know, the Washington Post protects the woman who immediately, when he dies, you know, wants to tweet out the fact that he was involved in this sexual assault.
I mean, he's in essence being doxxed after his death.
Yeah, and I hated that. I fucking hated that.
But I just don't know why.
The Washington Post supported it. They said, oh, it's true.
No, I know, but I don't understand why. I mean, I don't know. Who wants to dox George Floyd right now?
I don't. Why? I didn't like, you know, honestly, I watched.
I mean, what does that
do for Candace? I'll tell you this. Don't call me a racist. I've been sent the Candace Owen. I've been sent the Candace Owen thing by a lot of people. Like enough people that it made me feel awkward because why is everyone saying this?
You are a racist, Fred.
What's the point there? Just that George Floyd wasn't a perfect human being? Because does that matter?
Okay. You know the guy in Grand Ledge that said, just stay in out of trouble with the law and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Mr. Perfect. Yeah.
That's true. But it's just a simplified way of looking at it. It's not that simple.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
And honestly,
it's a very simplified
I think
way.
that guy. Should he be fired because he said something dumb?
Because
that's another guy. I just see, okay, unless you totally comply, unless you totally, you just
you
always
about
believe.
To lose your job.
except the only difference with this guy, and I'm with you 100%, except for he's a public official. And that
public officials say dumb things too.
Well, then don't become a public official, though.
I'm just saying. I don't know this guy. I wish I knew more about him. I mean, maybe he's just a bad guy, and this was like the last straw. I mean, that's the problem with these things a lot of times.
See the problem with the Escanaba council member?
No.
Let's see. I won't say his name, but they were meeting about whether an Independence Day celebration should continue during the coronavirus pandemic.
Oh boy.
He read pandemic-related guidelines from a statement before the tone shifted dramatically. Then he said, any person throwing objects at police, shooting at anyone, looting, and setting fires will be shot in both legs and left lying there till dawn. And at dawn, each person will need to crawl to the hospital.
Oh, that's dumb.
Wait, he said this at a public meeting?
This text is for your public announcement. People might want to alter it some. This is just the first draft. If I were alone in charge of the city, this is what I would publish. But I can see where some people might want to change it a bit. So his defense is, it's a joke. And I think he is joking, because who in their right mind would say such a thing? However, why are you doing it there?
Where did he do it again?
During a city council meeting in Escanaba, really, after talking about the independence. Like, he had this, I got this great joke, I'm going to fit it into my...
Well, he's just a dumb fuck. Yeah. I mean, he's dumb. He's not funny.
So
and, you know,
he apologized and said, obviously, many people didn't think it was as funny as I did.
Was the guy in hysterics reading
honestly,
this?
Might be the most honest apology I've heard in a long time.
Was the guy in tears? He was laughing so hard as a little funny?
I suppose. I don't know.
Because, you know, a lot of these 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds, they're trying to be funny. The guy who is getting all the thousands of calls to Temple to don't ever let him get an education because he said the N-word when he was 15. That kid is this... He's this... soft.
Good one.
He's so soft. He's an influencer. He has 1.5 million followers.
Oh, man.
And
what's his name again?
Gabe
Escobar.
And he made
Pardon
this.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Thank you. He thought he was really funny by saying this. And he did he spell it with a Z, too? Or is that, that might be another person who's done, who's been shot at dawn. This guy said the some N-word turned on his leaf blower, and it was so, it was loud.
Oh, yeah.
Loud as shit. And I'm about to call police.
Breaking news.
I saw that.
Gabe Escobar's cameo has been temporarily unavailable. Also breaking news.
Cameo?
Breaking news. Gabe Escobar has cameo.
That's so stupid. Oh, my
God. Guys, Gabe Escobar here. So I hear that your sweet 16th birthday happens to fall right in the middle of quarantine. And, man, that's a bummer. I just had my 18th quarantine birthday.
Call man's away.
He just had his 18th birthday. Let's try this one.
Hey, Summer, want to see something crazy? Look, I'm holding a total of 1 gallon of liquid without dropping it. It's not that hard. This weighs like 2 pounds. Come on. Also, you brought Carolina Reapers. Oh, here's my dog. She hates me. You brought Carolina Reapers into work? And someone threw up? What?
How come chicks are into this dude anyway?
God, I wish
oh my God, Ryan. Is that you? I've been waiting to declare my love to you for so long.
What an asshole.
I so wish I knew nothing about this person.
I was really disappointed going into it because I couldn't see any of my friends.
Gay.
And I was stuck at home. But you know what? That day,
fucking shit.
I spent it with my family.
I think he might be about to lose his job.
You about to lose your cameo. Should we call cameo for comment?
Why not?
Why? That is such a low standard for entertainment, though, isn't it? I mean,
TikTok.
Or am I just not entertained by it?
Can you edit out my my GoFundMe idea?
No, I think it's,
I think the whole point is missed. I just thought it'd be a lot of money.
I understand,
and
the
I was
point.
Weighing it against what all the people who are supposed to benefit from it get from all the money that's thrown at all the programs. Because you know what? This, as far as defunding the police and giving the community problems. We've had programs like this for decades and decades and decades. We've had all these programs for all these people who are disadvantaged or experiencing racism or have neighborhoods that need tremendous amounts of help.
Yeah.
And it never fucking helps, doesn't it? When does it work? I mean, when it works,
rarely.
It's a big deal. And they'll make a big deal of it. And I always go, well, why don't they do that here, 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 here? And it doesn't happen.
Well, as the TV show Billions will teach you, there's a lot of tax breaks for people that invest.
Yeah, exactly.
An empowerment zone.
And that's
well,
why
we've seen it
a lot of people.
Detroit.
The empowerment zone's here. You know what? How much the empowerment zone succeeded? Not very much. Yeah. That was a lot of money. Why not give it to the fucking people?
I'm actually with
Kwame's mistress get some of it?
Yeah, I think she did. Christine Beatty.
Christine Beatty.
Hell yeah! Oh, she got empowerment zone money.
I thought she did for something.
I think you're right. No, there was so much graft with that. There always is. And it makes me crazy. And when I see the sums of money are so big, I go, you know, why not just give it to the people who have been on the wrong side of this? That seems like it's not a bad reaction. It's like, how can that lose?
No one's going to scam that system because that's cultural appropriation. how much money are we talking? Because you said you added it up.
Mark, I was into the billions of dollars. I mean,
so
I was at 10 billion? I was at like 12.4 billion and I was barely even into it. Because when you start defunding all these big city police programs, they're talking about $1 billion from New York alone.
Yeah.
So take 150 from LA, take, you know, then start going to Philly, Chicago, San Francisco. I mean, the numbers add up. And then when you go to the corporations that are throwing money, I mean, they're just, it's just, these sums of money are insane.
I mean, if there's 42 million African Americans in the United States, it's only $3,000.
But wouldn't $3,000 per person be better than,
hey, we got this community program and it's not a racist initiative? Yes.
The problem is you get a lot of people that are upset and they feel like, how come I didn't get my money? Like,
that's why they all just
get well, why wouldn't they get their money?
They would.
Everyone gets
their
money. And not only that.
I got to tell you, it's better because it's not going to be pilfered. It's not going to be,
and this,
you know,
this is just
from
the
this
money.
Guy, this guy, this guy, this guy.
This is just
wait,
the current.
You're saying everybody in the United States altogether?
No,
just the people affected by the systematic racism.
Yeah,
well,
you know,
that's
you
the
can
thing
do,
is, then you get into all these weeds of, you know.
I got an idea. Look at
biracial. You have to have X amount of percentage.
No, Brandon's making it complicated.
No, it's very simple.
No,
Brandon's trying to shoot it down.
Serious.
Green light thinking. I demand green light thinking.
you will have people who maybe don't qualify, but they feel like they should have got some money too because they've been profiled for something else. Maybe it's not African American related, but maybe it's Asian related. Or
boy, so you know who's really going to be pissed? The Native Americans.
Casinos, Jesus.
Oh, what are you just saying is to give black people casinos?
Yeah. Mark, it's not a bad idea.
Yes, it is.
Why? I know. No, Brandon, you're absolutely right. And I'm just kidding. And I hope I'm not canceled for the stupid idea. But once you take all the money that's been thrown already and you put in one pot, the number's insane. And I didn't add up all of it. I only added up some of it.
So
and then
about,
when you say there's a GoFundMe, then you throw in Bill Gates' money. He goes, oh, a GoFundMe. And then Melinda says, well, I want my $100 million going in too.
that's
and
all
Zuckerberg puts a billion in.
And Chan.
And the pressure is immense on Bezos to come through.
Oh, he ain't doing it.
I mean, think of what a sum of money that would be.
Well, then just
it's so Mark, when I got, I'll tell you when I got interested in the idea. Because first I thought, hey, what about what do you do with all this money? Because I was reading about all the companies giving money. Mm. Thought, I don't think that money's going to do its money's worth. And then I thought, what about GoFundMe? So I start adding it up. I got to like $4 billion.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what is that? Is that going to be like 10 cents a person? You know, because I really didn't know. And so I did the math, and I'm like, that's like $1,000 a person. That's including
$500 billion.
So, that's including children.
So
that's including Mark. That's including children. So if you keep going and going and going, and that amount keeps getting higher, it's going to be a lot of fucking money.
I don't have a problem with it. And maybe if you're trying to decide who to give it to, maybe give it to the people that were inside red line zones in major metropolitan areas.
I think you just have to say, When you start qualifying it, you're going to get people mad. Then and we can't do it. The whole class suffers. My GoFundMe is done. I'm shutting it down.
No, it's kind of like the whole. It's kind of like the universal basic income in a way. It's just going to a select amount of people.
No, it's the money is being made available, but it's all going to these initiatives and community plans and this program and that program. And we've programmed ourselves for decades and decades. Do these programs really work? We've put so much money
in
them.
I'm kind of with you. Yeah.
I mean, is it frustrating?
I'd rather go to, you know, the single mom that can't work another, or, you know, doesn't want to work another job because she can't get childcare. Now she can pay somebody, at least for a while.
It's tough being a single mom.
Or go back to, you know, they can't go to school because they got to watch their kids. Or there's a lot
Wait a minute. Wasn't that the Head Start program in the 60s? Rent.
Exactly. These programs don't work.
Yeah, the Head Start program. What did this Head Start program do? Oh, my God, it solved the problem, didn't it?
No. I'd rather get in there.
How much money went into Head Start? I just wonder if we just took, let's just take the Head Start money for starters. How much fucking money went into Head Start? I'm not saying it didn't help anybody, but, gee, it sure didn't seem to solve a lot.
Let's see. Let me do some internet research.
I was on the phone with a friend of mine, and we were talking about it was a long distance call. It was one of my high school friends, and he was saying how he feels so shitty watching. He can't watch it anymore. He's like, I don't watch any news anymore.
What a brittle spirit! How soft.
No, he feels bad because he feels like so much has been attempted to, you know, allegedly solve the problem. None of it has been real. None of it has worked.
You sound like a goddamn pussy to me.
And he was talking about some programs in the city he's in. I mean, expensive programs. I mean, millions and millions and millions of dollars. He's like, I don't see where they've done shit. And then I started thinking about, you know, yeah, there's been programs. I mean, you can go back 50 years and find that we put a lot of money in efforts to help. And it
20 years.
Well, maybe
it doesn't help, then why not give money directly to people?
Well, see, because the thing is, maybe private industry should be giving the money, but they're going to want a return on it or a tax break. And that doesn't really necessarily work either, because the motive, because we lose
tax dollars too.
We lose tax dollars. The motive isn't genuine. And
shouldn't we put pressure on these companies since we can demand 100% compliance? See, now I'm on the other side of it.
But when government
take a tax break. If you write it off, we will call you out.
Then why would they do it?
No, they wouldn't.
Why should they do it?
I don't think they would do it.
And government doesn't.
They'd lower the amount.
When government does it, then everybody takes a, you know, cut here, cut there. Or, you know, people, the system gets scammed.
You know, I hate to distract and go into this silly what if, but honestly, it's really more of a, trying to create a conversation about what we've tried to do and how it never fucking
works.
So
try something else.
Yeah. So that's why I think defunding the police in Minneapolis, I don't have any I kind of want to see how it goes.
Yeah.
Maybe it would do some good.
You just have to have people try to understand it a little better, because everybody's reaction is to bristle about it. Like, whoa, wait till, you know.
Understand what?
Well, just the messaging.
The idea is not to make the police all go away, poof, but to reform and rebuild. Everybody has this visceral reaction. It's going to be like, what's that movie, Purge?
Yeah.
Here's the problem with what you're saying is that a lot of people don't really hate the police. In fact, they think the police are pretty important. And so when all this dumping is on the police, the racist police, the systematically racist police, APAB. Have you seen APAB graffitied all over the place?
All police are
bastards. All police are bastards. And
quite the broad brush.
Yeah, and I thought that what we're talking about is broad brushing a race of people, but now we're broad brushing, you know, this large group of people that, granted, they're white. Mm-hmm. Well, no, they're not all white. They're loads of black cops. We're just broad brushing this one group of people as being horrible, and honestly, you know, in watching John Oliver last night and. God help anyone who tries to intelligently discuss this topic, because it's so hard.
I thought he did a pretty good job.
I thought he did. There were some things I took exception to, but I'm just like, 100% compliance, Oliver, you're out. I don't like this idea that everyone must either be dismissed or accepted.
Well, I think the first step is that admitting that something needs to be changed because certain things aren't working.
You know what? I can tell you that the thing that Oliver brought up that I am so exhausted by is that every time I see these stories, whether it's Chauvin, 17 complaints. Mm-hmm. The union defended him successfully every time. So the good union job. Has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, good luck.
If you ended the union with are we really going to end the union?
No.
Are the police going to have anything to say about this? I mean, do the police know a little bit about policing, or are they always just,
No, but you got to believe there's certain things that police do that they don't really want to do. And he even touched on it, but with that clip he played, not he being John Oliver, the clip he played of former police chief Brownie in Dallas.
Yeah. Then the cops have to do too much.
Yeah. Why do they have to deal with a weed dealer on the corner? Or,
and Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Is that just because it's a moneymaker?
I can tell you this from watching Cops. Weed is such a low priority now.
Well,
when
they
find people with weed in cars, they don't care. And honestly, they didn't care 5 years ago.
How about somebody passing a fake counterfeit $20 bill?
Counterfeiting's a federal crime. I mean,
passing a bill that they don't know he actually had anything to do with.
I'm just saying the priorities could be a little shifted deal with more serious things. They don't have to deal with all the bullshit, the lady filming who's being filmed or filming somebody, all the bullshit calls that we talk about all the time that it's just a waste of police resources.
Well, you're never going to get people. You're never going to get people to properly, and people are calling 911 for rides at one time.
Exactly.
You can't fix people 100%. There's always going to be these idiots who do stupid shit, and that's not an excuse for anyone, but
as far as
the counterfeit bill, though, that is a federal crime. I mean, that's a big
good. Let
big
the feds
crime.
Deal with it. Call the feds.
Well, they do. They would. Believe me, if they found out that he had some kind of special printer and was, to live and die in L.A. because he seemed to live and die in L.A.
Yeah.
Great movie. What if he had some operation like that? They don't know. They just, when they get called about fake bills, that's kind of a big deal. I'm not saying guy should have been held with a knee to his neck for 8 minutes and 53 seconds, but
is that a good reason for calling out the Secret Service that somebody has a counterfeit 20?
That's the Secret Service does handle that, don't they?
But is that a good use of resources?
I never in a million years understood why Secret Service. I always thought Secret Service was they protect the president.
Well, they were always part of the Treasury, but are they still? Didn't they get moved when they shifted everything around after 9/11? Aren't they part of the Homeland Security now or no?
I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't
I don't
matter.
Know. I mean, anytime, again, like I said, when I hear a politician talking, I feel worse at the end of the conversation than I did going in. Yeah. Always feel worse. And so that's what's so frustrating for me about this is that all of these people, they want to be reelected more than anything. If they had a choice to end systematic racism in policing or be reelected, they would choose being reelected.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them. And that's why I just, you know, when you talk about all these programs and all this money, I feel like, hey, this is great. I mean, it's a great sign that people are getting behind it. But then when it's left to, oh, well, this program, this anti-racist initiative and these community programs, and it'll solve it all. And I just think, I don't think that money's going to get its money's worth. So, yeah, give it to the people themselves.
The message.
They can buy houses.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Oh, I'm with you, too.
Want to hear a boner line?
Yeah, Trudy, why don't you talk about Dr. Roche?
Yeah, because we'll that'll change the subject to eye. Father's Day is coming up. And there's some good stuff at the offices of Dr. Roche. Breast reductions for dads. Want to rip Tom Brady kind of a chest? Diet and exercise doesn't maybe cut it? Dr. Roche is the answer right there. A little lower on the Dad Bod 360 Lipo targeted at your doughy midsection. Dr. Roche's 360 Lipo to get you more comfortable in your own skin. And speaking of skin, tightening saggy, crepey skin with Evolve, the new non-invasive, non-surgical technique that also trims cellulite spots and tightens and sculpts your musculature underneath. It's Evolve, and it's all brand new. You can give them a call at 248-338-1110. Set up a teleconference and check out all of the procedures and learn more about HGH and globbing up at Dr. Roche, the offices of Dr. Roche at droche.com. I'll screw that one up.
Like my body.
And you're right. Father's Day is coming up, and there's no better gift than maybe the Lawnmower 3.0. Get your dad a trimmer so you can have. I got my dad the Lawnmower 3.0. His balls have never been smoother. It's crazy.
No, really?
No, he loves it. He won't even leave the bathroom because he's in there shaving his privates the whole time. Private. How old am I?
That's some wiry hair,
he's
too.
Shaving his pubes all day long. Sorry, my dad loves it. He loves Manscaped's Lawnmower 3.0. You know what he loves the most about it?
All that, freshening?
That LED light.
Oh, so he can see where he's going.
Yeah, he loves that. He loves the 90-minute battery. Because like I said, he's in there all day. Sorry, Dad. He loves it. It's a great gal. She loves it even more. I would hope. God. Why not? They're married. What's wrong with that? So, yeah. Where am I? But yeah, no, makes a great Father's Day gift because, like Trudy was about to say,
looks like your dad's gonna get balls deep in your mom tonight.
Damn it! Like Trudy said, they have ball deodorant, ball toner. Basically, if your balls need something, Manscaped.
This is it, man.
Manscaped has it. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drew at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code Drew. Your dad and your balls will thank you, and they bring you bring you the boner line.
Drew, Mark, Trudy, Brandon.
Let's just get ready for work. Got the car started. Bluetooth audio fixed up the podcast. Neighbors reading a nice little book, and the crystal porno alert.
Ooh, la la.
And the nice techno music. Really, the look I got from my 65-year-old neighbor was pretty fantastic, so thank you for that.
Fucking shoot.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
So happy to hear Return of the Yes Man.
I couldn't agree with you more completely.
You guys were able to track down that fuck Ira Einhorn in Paris and talk to him.
Sure.
The great sleuth.
Your new assignment is to find that fucking Ghislaine Maxwell. Where is that bitch? Contact trace that fucking Ghislaine Maxwell.
That's right. Lock her up.
I'm wondering why you are not using the drop from that protester who, like, fake drilled something or whatever and goes, BLM.
What's up, guys? BLM.
She didn't leave saying boyfriends at Instagram or BLM. That was the girl who was recording her talking shit about her. It wasn't the fucking moron.
That is correct.
Good job, guys. BLM.
I want to call bullshit on the Cypher Etheridge brat that was getting 40 feet of air
hitting a snowboard jump.
You got like 3 feet of air that time.
Sean White used to get about 23 feet of air from the deck of a 22-foot pipe, so he was like a full Jackson from the bottom of the pipe.
45.
So I'm calling bullshit.
I don't believe that.
This is for Brandon. I look forward lately towards the end of the show when you're served your dinner.
The dinner is served.
You don't even know what it is, and nobody else knows what it is, and then we all kind of figure it out. I just wanted to make sure that when you get back to coddling in the basement, that Kristen still brings you a meal toward the end of the show.
Come get some dinner.
Cucumber fajitas or whatever she serves you. Because we don't know. Nobody knows.
I don't want it, but I want to see someone eat it.
Hey, got audio separated at birth. Dick Trzuski from No Filter Sports earlier this week and the Donahue want to lay a couple guys.
What?
If he knocked you down.
Maybe she went in.
If he hit you, he was trying to hit you.
And want to lay a couple guys, and it got out of hand. I don't know, you know. It happened.
I got an audio separated at birth. I'm going to apologize about that at 1:18:57 from Thursday's broadcast. That didn't really work out well, did it? No, that really didn't work out well, did it? Not, did it?
I'm going to apologize. Anybody offended by that right now? I'm
just no one's
right
offended.
I'm going to apologize for that.
That didn't work out well at all, did it?
From the June 4th episode, 1:01:53, Trudy is separated at birth with Michael Jackson.
Isn't appearance a big part of her success?
Yeah.
Audio separated at birth on the May 28th. Episode at 2:01:22, Trudy says, yeah, like Michael Jackson. And then 1 minute later, at 2:02:44, Mark lets out a noise that sounds like John Madden. He says, yeah, I'm still sleeping.
Trudy, you probably know more about it.
Flautist chicken.
Oh, the best.
No, I'm still sleeping.
We've got an audio separate at birth for you. June 3rd. 2:30:36. Drew and the bodybuilding muscle guy.
I can't find any evidence of that, but one guy's YouTube video.
Yeah, it...
Separated at birth.
Audio separated at birth.
Audio separated at birth.
Separated at birth.
49 minutes, 29 seconds in.
At the 49:30 mark.
Drew talking about Mayor Fauci.
Drew talking about the Fauci incident there.
With Monkey Mobile Mel.
Monkey Mobile Mel.
Monkey Mobile Mel.
Almost embarrassed that he's there acting like he cares.
Care.
Like he cares.
Listen to Drew, and he's obsessed with polls. This whole country is obsessed with polls.
Yeah, I like polls.
I don't know anybody who takes these polls. I don't know where these polls come from. I don't know anybody who has the time.
Where did these people get the time
to take these polls? I don't know what the demographic is. I'm Gen X. We don't care about polls.
Go back to the 90s!
You remember the episode of Saved by the Bell when Zach dressed up as an Indian and said he was like part Apache or something fucking dumb like that?
No!
Slater called Screech a twink in that episode.
Ooh. Zach's so fast I didn't even see him come in! It's because he didn't show up, you twink.
All right, guys.
Hey, guys.
Take care.
Well, see you later.
Keep it safe.
Well done, Brandon.
Wow.
A little update on our early Twitter poll. There's still plenty of time left to vote. Who's the most available? That's how I wrote it. Who's the most available? Chris Martin, John Legend, or Alicia Keys?
Who's winning?
Who do you think's winning, Trudy?
Chris.
Chris Martin is in third.
I would say John Legend.
What? I would have said John Legend, too, because he's been everywhere. He's 45. He's winning. And then Alicia Keys, 31.3. And then Martin, 23.8. That's the update on the poll.
Oh. Wow.
I feel like today's the first day in a long time where there's been more coronavirus news and stories. Maybe it's because we're here in Michigan and, like Drew mentioned, the restaurant's opening up. But I feel like there's been more coronavirus stuff than there has been protest stuff.
I'm back! Mm.
What's the corona news today?
Well, just here in the state, maybe it's because she had a press conference today, but, you know, casinos are opening back up. That's kind of the big news now.
Yeah.
They're banning smoking and buffets, and they're only allowing 15% occupancy.
What?
Are you kind of surprised by that?
How do they make money doing that?
Maybe that's just whales only. I don't know.
15%, that means the city will continue to lose. City's losing $600,000 a day.
So what's 15% of that?
A day. 15% of that would be 60, not 60, no, it would be
10% 60.
$90,000.
So that's what
they're
going to
lose $510,000 a day instead of $600,000 a day.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's pretty nuts.
No poker rooms, no smoking. I said no self-serve buffets, no valet. What? No coat checks.
No smoking.
Oh, no valet? Then you're done. They won't even get 15% full with no valet because then you got to find parking.
Temperature checks.
And you got to walk to your car at some of those casinos in areas where you don't want to carry a lot of money to your car.
Temperature checks at the entrance, too.
Oh, is that racist to me to say that?
What?
That you don't want to be carrying a lot of money to your car?
No, because that's happened to people in their parking garages.
I know. But honestly, I got to tell you, I heard from somebody today.
Temperature checks at the when you get there, when you leave, they should check my temperature because I'll be so hot. Stupid.
You know what? Today I got a warning from someone. Actually, it was a warning that someone was sending to a group of people. And they were saying, be very careful about what you text to people because people are now making text messages public in order to expose people for being racist or horrible or whatever.
That's what we saw with Jake Fromm and the defensive coordinator of Utah. Those weren't tweets or anything on social media. That was what they thought.
Messages.
Yeah, they thought they were, you know, entrusting their friends with a private message, and they threw it out.
I was thinking when I was listening to that, we need to ask our new lawyer who is advertising about the freedom of speech or your protected speech in that instance where your personal conversation is being exposed. Because if you could sue somebody for doing that, that would slow that down.
That's what I was asking yesterday, because you can, you know, with the phone calls, I think we're a one-party state here, but that just means one person has to know it's being recorded.
Yeah, but once it's out, it doesn't matter.
I understand
it's
that.
It's all over.
But if there's some kind of punishment, people might think twice of doing it.
The only punishment
is slow it down.
There's only one punishment, and that is to find a text message that person wrote someone and expose it, because... You mean to tell me that nobody ever sends a text message that in and of itself would look insensitive, inappropriate, racist, misogynist, whatever?
I mean, if you look at some from Hightower, I mean, all they are is that guy, you know, what's his name? The big black guy.
Wood.
Am I in trouble for receiving all the Wood texts? Because out of context.
Didn't they make in high schools? Didn't they make the dick pics that were going back and forth? They controlled that, didn't they? That's protected under some sort of a law.
No. You can send dick pics to people. You can send dick pics to complete strangers
in high school.
High school is different. When it's if it was a 19-year-old sending it to a high school 15-year-old, yes, then you have a problem. But
I think it means she wants a picture of your dicture, a snapshot of your fat cock, a portrait mode of your rockin' chode.
You know, this is another complaint about the people who are running everything. What telephones, iPhones, cell phones have changed everything.
Yeah.
They have done nothing to protect people from the bullshit going on with phones.
Because laws
and social media.
Laws move slower than technology.
Well,
people that make laws understand this? Fuck no.
No, they understand getting reelected. That's all they understand. By the way, you know, again, Minneapolis, Democratic city, progressive mayor, black police chief. And they couldn't come up with anything after Philando Castile was killed. They didn't change anything, did they, really?
Not that I know of.
So now, just such a tired. It's just frustrating.
Do you have that poll on coronavirus? The one I gave you.
Oh,
I was kind of surprised by some of the numbers in here.
By the way, there's a CrossFit guy who's been canceled.
Oh yeah, I know.
Because he called coronavirus Floyd 19. Didn't he? Is that what he did?
What?
Yeah, it was a. It was a tweet in response. Let's see, I have the tweet here somewhere.
That was the CrossFit CEO.
He responded to a tweet from. Now get this. This is how great he thought the joke was. The tweet was from the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation. He just thought I got to respond to this tweet because they wrote racism and discrimination are critical public health issues that demand an urgent response. Hashtag Black Lives Matter, and his response was, I think he did just write Floyd. Yeah, he wrote, it's Floyd 19.
Yeah, this is how they changed that. No more effing joking about shit like that. That's just common sense. Don't be a dick.
He then tried
to... the don't be a dick policy.
He tried to explain it by saying, your failed model quarantined us, and now you're going to model a solution to racism?
Okay. Bye. I think you're about to lose your job.
You're about to lose your job.
Yeah, oh, so, Reebok, yeah, Reebok cut ties with them. Yeah,
it doesn't seem official until she says it.
How about this? One of CrossFit's top athletes, Noah Olsen.
Yeah. CrossFit's I'm sure he's a great top. Athlete, but... Yeah.
He pulled out of the company's CrossFit games, which, by the way, have you ever watched the CrossFit games on ESPN? They air them every once in a while.
No, I
have
not.
There's such a thing?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm the same
species. I would
watch
stone skipping in up north so much faster than I would watch that.
No, I think I watched it by accident. It wasn't like I got to, at 3 o'clock, I got to be in front of the TV for the CrossFit games.
You mean like when Brandon has to get the alarm at 2:30 to do the Bonner line?
He must have started at 2 yesterday because that was a very well-produced one. We haven't even talked about the biggest celebrity in trouble.
Wait. What are the CrossFit exercises that you get to see in the games?
All of them. They flip tires and then they run and climb over shit. It's fucking wild.
Boring.
No, I know. Well, I know. Believe me, I didn't watch the whole thing. I'm not a big fan of Noah.
What's his name?
Olsen.
And there's another guy, too, Chandler Smith.
Oh, fuck Chandler Smith. That guy's garbage anyway.
Well,
I'm more Team Olsen.
He's out, too.
I know nothing about either one. No, the other celebrity that's in trouble for George Floyd is Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. I know. Well, kind of amazing, honestly, that this doesn't get talked about ever.
Oh, he's done an amazing job moving beyond it.
Yes, he has.
He's done an amazing job, frankly, moving beyond Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Well, I mean,
by
people
the
rarely
way,
think about that.
I read a lot about Mark Wahlberg the other day. What happens, Mark Wahlberg used to... He was a very racist punk, mm-hmm. and he liked throwing rocks at black people and chasing down black people and beating them up and, I mean, doing some really horrible shit. He blinded a guy. How did he blind the guy?
Threw a rock at him, I think. Hmm.
Anyway,
do me a favor, just mind your business, please.
I think he blinded him because he's so hot.
You like what you see, huh?
No, that's how he blinded me.
Okay, can anyone help me with this? Because... I kept reading about Mark Wahlberg and his white privilege, and it was sort of suggested that Mark Wahlberg was some, you know, designed for superstardom rich kid. Now, I know that's not exactly what white privilege means, but wasn't Mark Wahlberg, didn't he live in Roxbury?
He lived in Southie.
That's not
or maybe,
that's
maybe not, Roxbury.
But wasn't he from a large family that was...
Yeah, Donnie. Well,
Donnie
family of adults.
But they, yeah,
Donnie
they were,
was
they,
making cash with NKOTB.
Mm. Well, not, but before Donnie was making cash, weren't they a pretty destitute family? I thought I remembered it being that way, and I think that's where he claims his anger comes from. Not from white privilege. Not sure what does white privilege really have a lot to do with throwing rocks at black people and blinding a black person? I mean, isn't that just a fucking lunatic, criminal, psychopath?
Yeah,
it depends
that is.
If you
you're
think,
right.
It depends
but
if you
hot.
Think only getting 45 days in jail is.
Well, I have no idea. I don't think he had a lot of. I don't think they were a moneyed family, though. I don't think they were a.
It's not about money,
no.
though.
No, they weren't.
Well, is that true? He only served 45 days? Because I've read that over and over, and I was like,
served
that seems
about
incredibly hard to believe.
Yeah.
45.
So is he canceled?
Nah. He won't be canceled. People like his movies and his hamburgers.
And his abs.
Oh.
Yeah. He's got good abs.
You Donnie, like what you see, huh?
Donnie made any comment on that?
No.
Is he a... Is he like a when did he do a big apology? I'm not sure I even remember that.
That's a good point. I don't know.
Just before he became that devout Christian that he is now.
He's hardcore Catholic.
Hey, Don, did you take a dump in your bed last night?
But here's the thing, though. At some point,
people do change.
Aren't you
though.
Allowed to atone for your sins?
I thought you were.
I mean, he did pay his penalty, as society said, which apparently is only 45 days. Yeah. And then he's atoned for a sentence, and that's trying to do a lot of really good stuff, but that doesn't matter. If you ever do one thing bad, it's hard being perfect.
I want to do my homework on this because I want to find out if Donnie was Mr. NKOBT when all this went down, because that would make more sense. I would not I would not think a piece of shit kid from Southie would be treated so lightly on something like that. That doesn't
NKTOB was what, in the late 80s?
Boston has some very racist leanings, by the way. Boston's a very white city.
It's 1988.
Well, that particular area too.
Yeah.
It was a Vietnamese guy that he beat unconscious and was charged for attempted murder.
45 days, huh?
NKTOB started in 86, so yeah, that was going on.
Oh, okay. So Donnie probably got him some hot shit lawyers. And, you know, there we return to the justice system.
Yeah.
Which I think between the justice system and the police unions has so much to do with this, but it's not being discussed. Okay.
I feel vindicated because I distinctly remember in seventh grade telling some girls that this band sucked. And now I feel like, yeah, they do suck. I won that argument.
What was the Funky Bunch's big hit?
Good Sensation?
Good Vibration.
It's a good song.
Sweet Sensation.
So why did he put out a song now?
Because it was garbage.
That was a hit, though. It had a good hook.
Wow. Like shirtless.
Big fan,
look at him.
I think he had enough. Didn't they have another hit, too?
I liked the song until I found out he was a racist. Then I don't like it anymore.
I think he had another hit. That was
CNC Music Factory. Didn't he
CNC Music Factory? Is that everybody dance now?
Everybody dance now. Yes. Let me see. I'm trying to find it.
That's not him singing.
No, he raps, man.
No, but this is him in the video, and that's all that mattered there.
Here it comes.
Come on.
He's from Georgia. Yeah.
It's about that time to break for the rhythm and the rhyme. I'ma get mine. I know. Sorry.
He's not even singing, actually.
He wants to see sweat coming out of your pores. See? He's very inclusive. Black,
you know what's
white,
kind of
red.
Fucking amazing about Mark Wahlberg? I mean, just fucking amazing, is that he passes on NKOTB.
Yeah.
New Kids on the Block, which makes a gazillion dollars, and then he makes a gazillion dollars doing something else.
Yeah.
That's fucking amazing, isn't it?
And then his other brother makes a gazillion dollars after Mark invests in his hamburger company.
Okay.
Here's Marky Mark's other big hit. Could this please chart somehow?
It will. I think it will. Stuff like this charts now. It does.
It should.
Okay. I hate going back to this topic. In fact, I'm starting to just hate this show in general. Not the show every day, but today's show. I just hate today's show.
I thought today's show's pretty fun.
I don't know. I'm not enjoying it. I'm not having any fun.
Well, let's find some fun stuff to talk about.
I got a lot of fun stuff for
it's
you.
Not
oh, my
that
God.
Much
we got treasure hunts that have finally been completed.
That guy.
I don't believe that.
We it's got a hunt for Ghislaine Maxwell. We got Meghan Markle.
I really don't believe that.
By drones.
Wait, let's call the bar across the street from Ghislaine Maxwell's residence.
We also have to call that hotel.
Weird. Okay, call the hotel.
You want to do that one?
Yeah, let's do that. About the threesome.
Put you in a better mood? Yeah, the threesome.
Well,
gone
no,
wild.
I'm just... I was about to say I'm dreamweavering from all this stuff, but then I'll be canceled if I say I'm dreamweavering. It's just overwhelming.
Now, the problem is that they don't say specifically which hotel.
Wait, I thought this was a bar across the street.
Oh, which one are you want to do the threesome or just...
Oh, the threesome. I'm sorry. The hotel.
Hey, yeah. Anybody's ever tried
we've
a threesome?
We've had a makeover. Relax in our stylish lobby and contemporary new rooms. Check out the newly
if
added
want,
items.
I just want to even call my girlfriend over for a little
directions, room. Press 1.
I just
for
want
directions
my old life
to
back.
The hotel, press 3. To reach a guest, press 4. To reach the front desk, please press 5 or stay on the line.
Yeah, why don't you say that first?
The Holiday Inn.
Won't have to guess that it's 3 cases.
guys remember Schoolhouse Rocks, or is that?
Yeah, I do.
So they're all available on Disney Plus now, and I showed them to a certain 6-year-old. Not impressed. Not entertained in the slightest.
I gotta do better than that now.
She didn't like Conjunction Junction. We're in a fight.
Does she really know what a conjunction is?
She does now.
Well, that's it was too educational.
I know. She just wanted
I still
to
tell.
I never liked that shit.
What? You didn't like school?
I thought it was
rock?
Bullshit. I didn't like, no, I did not dig it. What? I was not into learning.
You didn't like This Is a Bill?
Yeah, it's a great song.
That's a great tune.
Well, you guys can just boogie down to it.
You're not going to boogie down to 3 is the magic number?
Can you just hang up?
You guys can just get down to your heart's content.
Anything cool on TV, by the way, while we're waiting?
No. Oh.
Super Bowl with DJ Heyman tweets, Myrtle Beach, Broadway, and the Beach Gear. Reservation, press 1.
Oh, wait, I already know what the code
5.
Is.
5. They should tell you that first.
It must be the first one if they didn't want to answer.
Who's on the phone?
It's not.
Is it Blind
Thank
Melon?
You, Colin. I came to this, Wanda. How may I help you?
Hi, Wanda. I'm calling on behalf of a couple of friends. They had an incident at the hotel, and I know 911 had to be called, and they wanted to apologize to the hotel. The three there was the guy and the two girls, and things got a little crazy. The police were called.
When was this?
She broke a bottle outside. Oh, it was just let's see. Wait, it was a birthday weekend, and it was last Friday. And they ran a room. Is this like La Quinta Inn?
It is. This is the one at Broadway at the beach.
Well, the police were called, and they headed over to La Quinta Inn because my friends were having a little sexual thing with two girls and a guy, and it got real ugly. They got in a fight, and somebody's pulled out by their genitals. Crazy. Anyway, she grabbed.
Were you leaving the 14th? Right. I got a bunch of people checking in front of me.
Well, you're not interested in the story? Do you think it was another hotel?
As far as last Friday, I don't recall anybody saying anything about the police and.
Okay.
What about a threesome?
Or a threesome? I don't know anything about a threesome.
I'd been self-assigned to apologize for these people, and I just wanted to try and get in touch with somebody. But if it didn't happen there, I don't know what to do. I'm really upset.
Well, as far as I know, it didn't happen here.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
For nothing.
All right.
Mabel. See you.
Take care. Have a good day.
She's quite the multitasker.
There's one more.
Is her name Mabel?
I thought it was Wanda.
Wanda? Yeah, Wanda Mabel. Yeah, it was Wanda. Same thing. I mean, aren't Wanda and Mabel very similar for some reason?
Mabel. Yeah.
I like that Neil Young song. I'm kind of fond of Wanda. She called back and crank it.
Yeah.
If you want. Don't I have to hit 5? Okay.
How many La Quinta
Inns? Megan!
That extension is not valid.
What? Oh, the one that doesn't let you hit 5 if you go to the front desk?
What? Total bullshit.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Wanda.
Okay. Great.
La Quinta North Myrtle Beach, may I help you?
Hi, ma'am. I had been self-assigned to apologize for the three people that caused the problems at the hotel on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a 19-year-old friend and two other females, and they had a problem, and I think she broke a bottle outside.
It was a little messy.
Okay.
Anyway, I've been self-assigned to apologize for this, and I didn't. Had you heard from anybody?
Friday night? I'm not aware of anything. I don't
do
Friday night, but...
It was a birthday, and I guess the birthday present was a threesome in your hotel. I mean, it was pretty terrible.
Yeah, well, it's a good place for it, right?
I know,
I'm not aware of any of that.
Really?
No kidding. I wonder if this is a fake... Maybe this is... Is the news fake nowadays? Fake news?
I fake news. This is all news to me.
Okay.
I don't know if it's fake or not.
I heard some. I heard the president said all the news is fake now, so maybe this is fake, but I was led to believe.
It's so funny.
You have to check your sources.
Well, you are fake news.
It's Jaheim. My friend Jaheim actually was the one that I decided to self-apologize for.
You really didn't hear about this? Because it is a real story. I just checked the source.
I did not, but, you know, I'm only here for, I'm only here part-time. So.
Yeah, this would be a story that would get around because of a threesome, and I guess this guy's genitals were grabbed by a female.
They don't share good stories with the part-timers.
Okay. Yeah, I think the part-timers would get to, that would go through the grapevine. It's a shame. Okay, well.
Yeah, not with a grapevine.
Well, anyway, I'm glad
Do you have a threesome special? Is that why they chose?
Sir.
Oh.
Do you just do you discourage threesomes? Because this sounded like an ugly ending.
We don't advocate for threesomes.
Okay.
What about personally? What about personally?
No.
What?
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
Really?
She wants him all to herself.
Yep.
So damn
or
right.
her all to herself. We don't know what her sexual preference is.
This is true.
Okay.
What?
Well, thank you so much, and I'm happy we were able to clarify this is fake news. Like, all news apparently is fake news, I guess.
You are fake news.
I don't know what else to think. It's crazy. Thank you. Bye. Wanda, Wanda.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm kind of Wanda, Wanda. Because
Wanda always Wanda, Wanda, Wanda. Neil Young and the Shocking Pinks, everybody.
Well, when I was Jenny, took out skinny, mini, long, tall, Sally, and short.
The front desk never knows anything in any hotel.
It's a lie. They know everything.
I know, they do. But you should call housekeeping because they know everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of loose-lipped people in housekeeping. That's true. I'm kind of, this story seems to really be going by the wayside for some reason. It's funny to hear Neil Young doing that song. What kind of music does Neil Young not do?
Yeah.
He does everything at some point. I don't know how popular the Shocking Pinks were, but...
An old butt buddy. Are you here, Neil?
Butt buddy. What a great phrase. Stupid.
I haven't heard that in so long.
Butt buddy.
Let's see. Black Lives Matter activists pushing to defund the police proposed plans to replace officers with social workers, mental health advocates, and homeless charities. Chants call for widespread disbanding of U.S. police departments after Minneapolis councilors voted to abolish the police force. Supporters of defund the police say their demands are not necessarily about eliminating police departments or stripping agencies. Yeah. Among plans put forward by Black Lives Matter, mental health responders to attend mental health crisis in place of armed police, street outreach teams, more shelters, affordable housing to help solve homelessness and stop the homeless, traffic stops to be eliminated entirely, community members to attend domestic violence calls to help intervene. Community members attend domestic violence calls? Specialized physical and emotional support for victims of sexual violence. Investing in prevention of sex trafficking to end economic and social conditions that lead to deeply rooted vulnerabilities. Legalization of pot. Better handling of drug offenses. Stop criminalizing communities of color.
Yeah.
Decriminalization of sex work. And formation of an independent union to ensure individuals have insurance, child care, and safety precautions. Restorative justice to be used with property crimes such as theft or burglary. Oh, good luck with that. You mean like asking people to pay the people back? Isn't that what restorative justice would be? Or would they an apology do?
I don't know.
No traffic stops. That's pretty cool for...
Yeah, it's great.
For some people.
Drunk drivers.
Couldn't they make them all like, you know, like the camera, the intersection cameras? Couldn't they do police work that way?
Yeah, and just mail you the ticket?
Well, they've been doing that.
Sure.
Yeah, so
people
what?
Don't. People
Again,
aren't crazy about that,
home.
Though. People get pissed. I got a ticket in Chicago that way.
It's a revenue generator. I don't really have a problem for that.
It's Big Brother.
I got news for you. Big Brother's already here. You're looking at him. It's in your hand right now.
Military budgets should be slashed alongside police budget, direct funds, and education.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
Okay. Well, this will be interesting because Joe Biden is not exactly on board with this. So is this going to become a big problem?
Well, no, because Trump's not going to be on board with it either.
No, Trump said no, and he said Joe Biden sure hasn't said much about it. So Joe Biden said that he's not in favor of defunding police. But people are pissed at Joe Biden now.
Well, you know what? That is a problem, because then they just won't go vote. It's not that they vote for the other guy. They just won't vote. That happened in the last election.
And CNN was doing a story when I was upstairs doing show prep.
Yeah.
Apparently, this, I know this is going to surprise some people, it's getting very hard to recruit police now.
Yeah.
What a shock that is.
If you pay them more.
Wouldn't that be funny if the solution was to pay them more?
Yeah, and stop
for killing people.
Stop spending all that money on, you know, tanks and SWAT team material.
I hate going places like this because it's just not really interesting. What is it? But it isn't.
No, I know what you mean.
Look at all the money that goes into education,
yeah,
and how much gets to the teachers.
Yeah,
not much.
Good point.
And how often do people say, "Oh, teachers ought to be paid more"? And why are they never paid more? I mean,
where
I've never
it go? The administrators.
Yeah. In my opinion, in fact, we talked about this once a long time ago, and I got this lengthy reply from someone, and they were showing me all the layers of management in education. Mm-hmm. You know, the principal, assistant principal, the principal's principal. There's just so many people, and they suck up lots of money, lots of benefits. And by the time it gets to the teachers, they're just not enough. And you know what's interesting is that they fight the teachers when they want raises all the time.
Yeah, they do.
So, good luck with this.
And they have to take 3 months off in the summertime and not get paid.
Well, why should they pay? They got 3 months off.
Frankly, kids should go to school all year round.
Some places they do.
I know. It's honestly better for the kid. It is. You know how much stuff you forget in 3 months?
You know what drives me drives me fucking crazy?
What?
Every time.
What? What did you say, Trudy?
And the parents.
Yeah. I hate when teachers say they spend all this money buying supplies for their kids.
That's horseshit.
What are you talking? That's crazy. And you think education has a little bit to do with all these problems? Maybe just a little bit. Just a little bit.
I mess up the whole record.
Just saying. Trump's approval rating is at 38% somehow.
Wow.
I swear to God, there's a lot of polling going on. I'm really curious to see what happens in a couple months. Will this hold up? Defunding the police, I feel like, plays into Trump's hands.
Oh, big time. Just the phrase, regardless of what it means, people will see that phrase and not like it.
I think kneeling plays into his hands.
Yeah, he came hard at Roger Goodell. Isn't this just great to see these two fighting?
I know. And wedge issues. Wedge issues, which determine elections so often.
Yeah. I think one of the things we're going to get is just exhaustion. Just exhaustion.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know how the people protesting aren't exhausted. That's what every day I go, how can I say I'm tired of this when they're not tired of this? If they're not tired of this, sure, then I got to hand it to them.
Fighting. Yeah.
There's a lot of energy, I think, in a group of people who are united in that way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, did you see the doofuses from Ohio get busted in Brooklyn?
No. What happened?
They were in Brooklyn for one of the marches, and they somebody reported that they saw explosives and machetes and other things in their car.
Yeah, guns, knives, explosives.
Wow.
Yeah,
there's a lot of scary people who are very triggered right now. Piers Morgan has a great idea. Did you guys hear about this? He says if Trump wants to show America that he cares about race and national unity, then take the knee live on TV in the Oval Office.
Yeah. Right. Oh, my God. That'd be the end of everything.
There's a lot of talk today about a national address, you know, one of those 8 p.m. all the networks, all the stations, about race.
His last one went so well, too.
I would think if he did an address, first of all, if he does anybody read a teleprompter, there's going to be problems. Mm-hmm. But if he just reads a teleprompter, then people just say, oh, bullshit. I mean, it'll be worse or better. Probably worse, I'm thinking.
worse if he just reads the teleprompter?
No, worse if he does one at all.
Well, yeah, that's why he's not. He's not going to do one.
I wouldn't. I
don't care about this. He did the Rose Garden.
He wants to be reelected, though.
Yeah.
If he thinks it would help him get reelected, and he's not alone in that.
It's not going to help him get reelected.
I don't think it would either.
If he, you know, came out full support of the police and all that, that would help.
He actually That's today right. made a statement about police that 99% of police. Oh, God. Let's see.
He's been tweeting like
99% of the police are great.
Yeah, no one would disagree with that. Well, some people would, but most people would not disagree with that.
You know, I really feel like police are getting just the shit end of the stick. And it's too bad because, I mean, what's going to happen? I you know, if they defund the police, I don't know what happens to police officers. Do a lot of them lose their jobs?
Well, you're starting to see them get arrested now.
Well, that, I don't have any problem with that, and I don't understand if anybody has a video, and usually people have video of almost anything. In fact, there were a few cases before this where there was videotape of stuff, and people were getting charged or it's suspended or whatever. But it just seems like nothing eventually happens because the union clears them and they're back.
Right.
But you know, this union is no different than any union. You'll see places where you go, oh my God, that person has to be fired, and then you'll find out, the union went to bat for them, and everything's okay, and they're back at work. Mm-hmm. You know, I mentioned the auto workers that were getting bombed at the park. That Rob Walchek story, everybody remembers that, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They all got their jobs back.
But some unions are weaker than others, and isn't the answer to this to pit better lawyers against the union's lawyers?
I think the whole point is lost when the idea is defend, defend, defend. When the police call each other out,
yeah,
but they can't call each other out.
Starting to see that a little bit.
A little bit. Well, yeah, at the point it happened, I wouldn't exactly call it brave.
Maybe if you had a better, like a larger selection of people to choose from that you feel would be better cops than the bad police, it'd be easier to get rid of them.
Who said that you should, you know, make the psych evaluation the number one thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Like on a list of ways to improve, first would be psych evaluation.
I feel like
on the existing list, it's the bottom.
Why have we not been down every one of these roads and already find out if they work or don't work? It's because nobody did anything.
Yeah. Status quo.
Breaking news. This is really
it's easier not to do stuff.
Important breaking news. Joe.
Right, here's some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network and shit.
Joe Biden has met George Floyd's 6-year-old daughter.
Do you smell her hair? Is that what
he's touching her hair in this picture? Are
you serious? That's what all the tweets will be.
He denies backing radical plan to disband police departments.
Oh, sounds like he's back.
Let's see. he cannot win in this.
Yeah.
I mean. Oh, boy. Let's see. Where's the story? I'm going to travel to Houston, where he spent over an hour meeting with Floyd's family ahead of George Floyd's funeral on Tuesday. Biden also met with Floyd's 6-year-old daughter, Gianna, and her mother, Roxy, expressed sympathies. Gianna promised to push for changes in policing.
Okay. So I just found the first tweet I found with the picture of him talking to George Floyd's daughter.
Uh-huh.
And he's wearing a mask. And I will say, it's a really weird-looking mask. It's the one that protrudes way out. See it? So here's the first couple comments. Hypocrite! Beside, what kind of mask is he wearing? And then the next one, just can't keep his hands to himself. Nice to see, but his mask makes him look like a duck's bill. Just saying.
Yeah, that mask is terrible.
So maybe this is the brilliance. He wore a really dumb mask, so people are focused on that, not him touching a girl. Can we get Joe a better mask? Looks like he's wearing a coffee filter.
It does.
Look at his eyes. They don't lie. And the next one. Of course he's touching her.
His eyes don't lie. What? Are you? Is that a joke?
No, it's a comment.
Are they being facetious?
I don't know. And I don't really care.
It's interesting that, you know, this election has not gotten the usual shitty, as in, you know, like when I saw that video of Joe Biden saying he had 3 degrees and, you know, he was picked as the best student or whatever, and he had a full scholarship.
He hasn't been out there, right, because of coronavirus.
But usually that stuff always comes up. It's, you know, it's like Ralph Northam in blackface.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter when. I mean, maybe somebody is choosing the time to throw it out there again. But that was pretty bad. And the plagiarizing stuff would certainly be significant. But I haven't heard it. Or maybe it's just that he's been in so many elections since then that it's like, it doesn't matter anymore.
So this lady commented, how disgusting that he would come see Mr. Floyd's daughter and then turn around and have his campaign state that they stand with police and won't push to hashtag demilitarize the police. He can't keep his promises and shove them. This is why we lost in 2016, and this is why we'll lose again. And that's part of the problem, because there's a lot of people that, if they feel that strongly about it, they just won't turn out and vote.
Well...
And then the tweet underneath that is,
where's Hunter?
Tweet underneath that, can't keep himself. Can't keep him. Oh, they're missing a word here. Can't keep his hands to himself, can he? Any chance to get close to a child?
I would think that he could do almost anything at this point and be elected. But, you know, things change. Things change so fast. I hate predicting anything. But about 2 weeks ago, I thought, there's no way Trump can win. There's just no way. The coronavirus was too big a deal. But then this became a big deal, and it's sort of like, well, this is a big deal, and Trump's not doing well with this either. So it still looks grim to me, but who knows what's next month? I don't know.
That national poll you said yesterday only had him down 7. I mean, once again, it's a national poll. It's not a state-by-state electoral college, but it had him down, what, 7%?
7%, which shocked me. CNN today has him down 55-41, 14 points.
That's fake news.
I don't know. I mean, this is not a great time for him to be polled on, I wouldn't think.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You got to hold another Bible up. They love that.
Yeah, that was...
Everybody loved that.
Again, he's been on point throughout.
Well, it's funny, because Trump did the Bible thing, and everybody yelled pandering, and then today all the Democrats took a knee, and everybody's yelling pandering, too.
Well, that is, they're both pandering. They're both very pandering.
As I said, when a politician starts talking, I will feel worse when they end talking. Every time.
Yeah.
I hope somebody can send me something where I feel better when they finish talking, and maybe I can break the streak. But right now, it's about a 7 million soundbite streak.
What about ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country? Doesn't that?
I was barely alive when that happened.
What about?
How do you feel about it now?
He's not talking live. Soundbites
speak softly
from dead people.
And carry a big stick.
Was there electricity then?
No, I don't know. Probably.
Anything before electricity is null and void.
So you
don't electricity with Teddy, wasn't there?
So you don't care about
that was 1900. McKinley was killed, and he took over his term, didn't he? And then he was elected.
I do know stuff.
Wasn't Teddy right after McKinley?
I don't know. You want me to look it up?
Yeah.
Nerd!
I used to.
How about,
I recited the presidents in a row
outside,
when I was a
nerd.
Child.
Get out. Go.
I would have been on social media. I would have been a viral video when I was a little kid.
How about.
I could have been a contender.
How about.
This sounds very nerdy.
If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. That one didn't stir you, that speech?
Sheep.
You don't remember that one?
No, I don't.
Anybody remember that one? Or who even said it?
But I don't. No.
George Washington said it.
That's way before electricity. There was no one even dreamed of electricity then. No, Ben Franklin did.
What are you talking about? I'm not. What are you talking about?
You had to look up a Washington statement because.
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not playing anything.
Yes, you are.
I love George Washington. George Washington's great.
But George Washington didn't do shit. He could suck my fucking dick. I fucking hate that faggot.
that soundbite of the person who was allowed 30 seconds to speak at the L.A. Los Angeles. Oh, my God. LAPD has this Zoom thing. And I guess members of the public are allowed to pop in?
Well, yeah, because it's a public forum.
Right.
But they
it's put
them on
Zoom.
They put them on time limits.
You're watching the clock run down. And it's like, wow, he hit it just right.
That's one of the things I love about Last Week Tonight is they find clips that even we don't ever see, and we're, you know, immersed in news.
Boy, I tell you, that is one hell of a job. If you like watching TV, can you imagine working for John Oliver? Because they got some people watching TV. They really, really do.
It's going to be so exhausting, though. Some of the stuff. Did you see it, Trudy?
Find a couple gems.
I didn't yet, no. But I wanted to say that electricity was invented in 1879, so there would have been electricity back then. So.
Roosevelt didn't.
But barely, Trudy. It wasn't everywhere.
It was in the White House.
You're showing your white privilege, thinking that everyone had it.
My dad worked for the electric company. So.
Oh, so you got it first.
Oh,
here it is. Hang on. Is this it?
Yeah, that's it. Before you play it, though, I just want to ask you one question. There's a quote today, and again, I'm not going to refute anything anyone says, because anything less than 100% compliance is not going to work. But this Minneapolis City Council president says, fear of having someone break into your home comes from a place of privilege, as she defends disbanding the police force. It does fear of someone breaking into your home, does that come from a place of privilege? To me, it comes from a place of being scared shitless of someone breaking into my home.
I guess. Are you scared of that a lot?
Well, it's a concern. I don't think about it all the time.
Sure.
Well, that implies that only white people are fearful. That only people of privilege have anything that people would want to break in for.
So people who aren't a privilege don't really worry about it. Is that the point?
Of course they do.
I just think can we get rid of the bad examples and stick with the good ones?
What is it that makes people safe? Is it having police on patrol in your neighborhood, or is it having, you know, good schools and well-kept homes and
economic base
where there's money?
When people break into people's houses, I will say this. They call 911. They want the police.
Well, no. That's not what I'm
saying.
And
I think that's pretty universal.
That's not, yeah.
But I think fear of having someone break into your home is a pretty universal thing that everyone feels, some more than others. Some people would have less fear because they have an alarm system and they have so much money they don't know how to arm their house, you know, enough.
Do you feel
to fight against it?
Do you feel safer if you're in an area where police are on patrol more, or do you feel safer in an area like Birmingham?
You know, honestly, I don't really give this much thought. I just thought that it's like.
Yeah, I think you're getting a
survey. It seems
call.
Like there's people are trying to come up with a million different ways of telling you that you are privileged or you are fortunate to, you know, have some state of mind. And I think fear of someone breaking into your home is that really important in this conversation?
No.
I don't even know why she said it.
Yeah.
Point
of privilege.
Expecting the police's help comes from a place of privilege.
Point of personal privilege.
She explained George Floyd's death was a wake-up call that the police are not keeping every member of our community safe. When asked what will happen if a home is broken into, she explained that her worry and knowing police will help comes from a place of privilege, and many in the community are not given that police protection. She said council is already working on community-based safety strategies and analyzing. See, I think everyone should have police coming, but some people pay higher taxes and they have more police, or they have less police because they pay lower taxes, or they live in high crime areas. I mean, it's a very complicated to just say that it comes from a place of privilege. Why do we have to make people feel bad all the time? I mean, the woman asked a question. Does she have to get lectured to? I mean, really? Does everything have to end in a lecture?
Apparently.
I'm just not asking anyone any questions anymore.
That's a really incredible synopsis.
All right, can we play our man?
Okay, go ahead.
The guy from the L.A.? Was it Los Angeles?
He just calls into the police and the city council are Zooming, right?
Massive march is taking place all around the world. And the protesters' message has taken many forms, from chants to signs to a man who called into an L.A. police commission meeting held over Zoom. Now, he'd been given 30 seconds, which he used with maximum efficiency to deliver a message for Police Chief Michael Moore.
I find it disgusting that the LAPD is slaughtering peaceful protesters on the street. I had two friends go to the protest in Beverly Hills a couple of days ago, and the protest was peaceful until the police showed up with their excessive violent force shooting rubber bullets and throwing tear gas. Is this what you think of protecting and serving? Because I think it's bullshit. Fuck you, Michael Moore. I refuse to call you an officer or a chief because you don't deserve those titles. You are a disgrace. Suck my dick and choke on it. I yield my time. Fuck you.
If the president is taking notes,
that was really
good. That is what a perfect
good.
Call looks like.
That is what a perfect call looks like. What a great punchline there.
Wow.
By the way,
I want to end every phone call that way.
I've seen videos of police with batons hitting people behind the knee, you know, the usual place, I guess. And where that's happening, it seems to me, is that is a curfew. It's like, get the fuck out of here. No, we're not leaving. That's what it looks like.
I you know what? I don't know. The big one seems to be the guy. Once again, Temple. What's going on with Temple?
I don't know, man. Temple. Boy, it's a University of Racism, if you ask me.
Well, no, because the one guy was protesting. Temple University. He was protesting, and the cop batoned him on the head.
Oh, that wasn't what I was talking
about. That looked
about.
Like
That's
it was
where Dr. Cosby
day.
Went, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was talking about the two people that were canceled from Temple yesterday.
That is embarrassing for Dr. Cosby that Temple would do such a poor
That's what
job.
Happens when you lock up American's dad. The university is going to go ape shit.
Zip, zop, zoom, da bop.
America's
dad. He can't see any of this on TV, though.
You're right,
so,
he's
right?
blind.
I don't know why the batoning is necessary. I mean, I'm sure somebody will explain it to me, but the batoning, it looks so bad. And
so does spraying mace or whatever, pepper spray, whatever it is.
However, you know, sometimes I see it where the police go to arrest someone and people start dragging the person away or what. And then I don't know what the fuck they're supposed to do then. But my main objection is the whole curfew thing. They should have worked something out with the protesters or some leadership in the community and said, OK, we're not going to have curfew, or we're going to move curfew back. And you go away, and we go away.
But hasn't that
We're
really,
not going to have this confrontation every night.
Hasn't that really happened since, what, Tuesday?
I mean, in some places, it depends. I told you yesterday, Seattle was horrific.
Oh, my God. We haven't even talked about the guy that drove into it. Did you see that dude?
Yeah.
No.
Drove. You haven't seen the video?
I saw John Oliver showed a little video.
Of the guy driving into the protest and then firing a gun out of his window?
What? No.
Let me see.
He shot somebody.
He got apprehended by the police pretty quick.
I thought you meant he was a cop.
No. Serious issue, shelf up, by the way. The guy filming it, he is filming it on his iPhone, and he gets a text notification at the top where it pops out. And all he can think of is, oh, I wish he would have had his previews on so we could have seen, like, what the text said. Like, did he get milk for dinner? Or what if he got canceled because it was a picture of the guy with a huge dong? You know,
it was wood.
I gotta find. It's a scary video, though. That was in Seattle, right?
You know, can you people, by the way, when I text a picture from my phone or something, can you stop telling me I should charge my phone? I realize my charge is down sometimes. Damn it!
I know. All right, here you go. So
I just have to be humiliated.
This is on Twitter. Sean Nyberg tweeted out. I think that's the guy filming it. Or.
Oh, God! No!
Sorry, it wasn't a text message notification. It was Facebook Messenger popped up. See? I'm like, oh, I wish he had his preview on. So I'll start.
Oh, God!
I'm running!
Okay,
why are the people gathering around the car?
Because they're trying to stop him.
Did he already hit someone?
No, but so watch, back it up, and you can see, you know, he's nobody else is on the street, and he's heading towards him. So people start throwing stuff to get him to stop. And so I guess their next reaction, I mean, that guy's pretty ballsy of him to try and.
Wait, he's not driving that fast. Did he shoot somebody, did you say?
Yeah, he. Well,
okay, I feel like I'm defending this guy already. But
get a room with him. I mean, look, we don't know what happened when it started, right?
No.
But you can clearly see there's people behind it. Look, like, there's the crowd, right? And there's, you know, I think Charlottesville might bob in a few people's head, but there's people behind that car. He's obviously gone through some of the protest already.
Oh, God.
So people are trying to stop him.
Oh, God.
And you'll notice, I think you'll figure out when he pulls the gun out, by the way.
No.
Because here people are swarming the car now to get him to stop. Guy's trying to pull him out. Oh, Jesus. There's the gunshot. And now everybody scatters. I mean, the guy's down on the ground, the guy that was shot.
Oh, God.
And so this dude's trying to break the window to get him to stop. Somebody threw a barrier in front of the car, which, brilliant move.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
now he's out of the car with his gun.
Oh, God, he's got a gun. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Where is he?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He's out, that's him right there. He's outside of the car, walking towards the protesters with his gun.
Oh God. He's got a gun.
See him? See the gun in his hand?
He's got a gun. Oh, God.
This dude's just standing there with his hands up. Nobody, I mean, he's just walking through the crowd now. Nobody's trying to stop him. But everyone's pointing him out to the police now. Now he's running through.
Yeah, the guy got shot is already over $100,000 on GoFundMe.
They're pointing him out to the policeman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of weird.
Well, that's what police are supposed to do.
I know. It's just ironic. Slightly ironic.
Hey, shallow question. What kind of car was it?
Yeah.
Just wondering.
Well, that's a great question.
Dodge Ram? Or?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Car.
That'd be bad branding. No, I honestly, I can't tell what kind of car it is.
Okay.
But now I really want to know.
The guy, you know, I meant to mention this when the Temple University guy who said the N-word when he was 15, you know, who's causing all this unrest in the admissions office now because somebody tweeted out the phone number. So the Temple University is getting flooded with calls, as are many, many universities, for their horrible students. And it turns out his father is one of the editors of the Philadelphia Inquirer who apologized for putting out a headline that said buildings matter too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his really father's one of the editors.
Tattletale.
The editor, the main editor was fired for the headline. And it was in the architecture section of the paper.
Oh, yeah. One of the most widely read ones.
Huh? Yeah. But again, we can't just say it's a bad headline. We're sorry. Just he's got to be fired. And right. Oh, it's his son that said the N-word. And he apologized. Father apologized to the 44 black people who refused to come to work the next day.
Wow.
And the black writers, I guess, say they are treated very badly at the Philadelphia Inquirer. Mm. So I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Among the, you know, people, idiots of the day sort of column that you've been conducting.
Yes.
Is Terry Crews on that list? Is he canceled?
Wait a second.
All he said was, this is paraphrasing, but he said, not having white people's help in fixing the problem will lead to black supremacy, is what he said. In other words, I think it's just his way of saying, can we work together on this? But he needs a little help with the phrasing because that did not go over well.
Oh my God, people were shitty as hell.
No, I know, they're really shitty. And honestly, this is what drives me crazy is why do we have to pounce on every person who just gets it kind of wrong or means well but says something that goes astray? Why can't we just sort of, you know, or agree to disagree on certain things but try to move forward? It's like, less than 100% total compliance? Fuck you!
Yeah.
I know, calling him stupid and all kinds of stuff. That was
because you know what it builds up resentment, and it also makes people get real quiet because they don't want to say anything. And when people don't say anything,
it's great. Shiloh
was right. Everybody is dividing everyone from everyone else. Just jumping in.
Here's his big time with both feet. Here's his exact quote: Defeating white supremacy without white people creates black supremacy. Equality is the truth, like it or not.
I don't really understand what he's saying.
Well,
he should be a good ally. White people should be good allies of this cause.
I think his last line pretty much sums up his intention. He said, like it or not, we're all in this together.
Right, yeah.
Well,
then, of course, he has to reply to a bunch of people.
Well, he was already in a shitstorm because he said things were pretty good at AGT.
Yeah.
And Gabrielle Union unleashed her forces on him.
So a lot of epithets are getting thrown at him, too, and he's not very happy about that.
He's, you know, I'll
say any black person who calls me a coon or an Uncle Tom for promoting equality is a black supremacist because they have determined who's black and who is not, which...
I'm not sure I understand this.
I don't think
discussion.
I don't think black people like, you know, other people saying you're not black or you're not black enough. I mean, I don't know. Right. I'm white.
Yeah, I ran into this long discussion online about Condoleezza Rice. Did you know black people don't like Condoleezza Rice?
Why?
Yeah. Oh, of course. Don't you remember the Chappelle show when the black delegation gave them away during the race draft? The white delegation drafted Colin Powell, and then what happened was the black delegation agreed as long as they got Eminem, and the whites had to take.
So great.
Condoleezza Rice.
Put her on a dish and serve her with what?
Dave Chappelle aside, because that whole thing was funny, but I was really not agreeing with every, and I'm going to just give into total compliance here, but quietly, I was not agreeing with all the things that were being said about Condoleezza Rice, because she's a very accomplished person, just because she's not.
Remember that time she coached the Browns for like 2 weeks?
Yeah. Ridiculous.
That's a really cool aspect of her.
No, the thing I don't like about her the most is that she was on the college football playoff selection committee.
Oh, wasn't it that she was, what's the golf club?
She's a member of Augusta. Yeah. Which, what? That's cool. I mean, good for her. I have no problem with her being a member of Augusta.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, fuck the Augusta National Golf Club, really.
Oh, Brandon.
With their goddamn pimento and cheese sandwiches and their, you know, the caddies all have to wear the same white outfit. It's just old and it's stupid and it's, I don't know.
Brandon just sent me a Hulk alert.
Uh-oh, what is it?
A little bit earlier.
It's really funny.
I definitely got to find some names in there and locate some phone numbers.
Oh, my God. Wait, these have to be influencers, right?
You guessed it.
I knew it. A bunch of rich little influencers moved into a really expensive house in a fancy schmancy LA neighborhood.
Oh, I heard that.
Content house, yeah.
Content. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
But the story is they're making the neighbors miserable.
Yes,
and so they listed a bunch of the neighbors, and I want to try to get a hold of them, so maybe we'll try to find that for tomorrow.
Why don't we wrap up?
Well, wait a sec. I just found out someone else is being canceled right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who?
That's what it looks like. Let me get the story. This is what happens when you open up Twitter. So, someone is being tattled on. Amid the uproar at Bon Appetit. Did you guys know there is an uproar at Bon Appetit? I have no idea.
There's a restaurant called Bon Appetit?
No, it's a magazine, cooking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A source sends me this photo of, and I don't even know who this lady is, Allison somebody, dressed up as a chola from a party. Note her hoop earrings, fake tattoo on her chest, and her makeup. Unclear when the photo was taken. So said person in the photo replies to it. This incredibly embarrassing picture was taken in 2008 when I was 23, living in San Francisco. This was my San Francisco-inspired Amy Winehouse costume for Halloween. It reads as culturally insensitive, and I was an idiot child who knew nothing about the world, how this would be perceived, and I'm sorry.
I don't know if that's good enough.
Wait a minute. This is the girl who had the beef with Chrissy Teigen last week.
Oh, no!
I bet you Chrissy Teigen dug this picture up.
Is Teigen? Well, no, because they're on the same side now.
No, they're not.
Well, they
was slighted.
Yeah, she ragged out Teigen. Teigen's not happy with her. Teigen was trying to. She was virtue signaling when she said she wanted
that. Oh, my God.
Okay, I got to point this out. I'll try and do it quickly. Some other cancellations. The founder owner of Second City in Chicago, he has resigned because somebody tweeted some shit at him. No, not shit. It was valuable information at him that he didn't support Black Lives Matter. And it took me a while to get to the crux of the story, but this guy claims that he wanted to do a show for Black Lives Matters a few years ago, and that this owner dude wanted half the money to go to the police. In other words, he was willing to do the show, but only if they gave some money to Black Lives Matter and some money to the police. And so this guy says that he, therefore, does not support Black Lives Matter, and this guy just said, fuck it, I'm out.
Well.
Yeah. Pretty stupid.
Second City?
Pretty dumb.
Yeah, Second City. And he was
I was joking.
He was one of the main guys in
Second City.
One of the main SCTV guys, too.
Really?
Yeah. He's been in Second City for a long, long time. And then, wait, I'm forgetting somebody Damn it. What about now Smollett? Fortunately, this is all going to benefit Jesse Smollett. This is the most important thing. Is that in the middle of all this, in the middle of all this serious discussion, Jesse Smollett has attempted to try and gain ground and pass judgment.
What a fucking asshole.
This guy, he is the worst. The worst. I hope he's not. Is he getting any traction from this?
No, there's no
way. The actor that nobody ever heard of.
Where's his quote? Do you remember his quote? Oh, it's actually in a legal document that was filed.
Yeah, he's suggesting that Chicago police treat black victims differently and that this just shows that they treated him differently.
Yeah.
When they kissed his fucking ass nonstop until they knew he was lying.
As we see millions across the country rise up to protest and expose police misconduct, the city, by its refusal to produce the requested documents, is choosing to actively resist a citizen's lawful efforts to reveal dishonesty. Because he wants...
Oh, dishonesty. You're starting to sound like OJ.
He wants all the records, the police
records. Yeah, because he thinks if he wins the case that it didn't happen the way it happened.
Yep.
Oh, I hate that guy.
Did you see who else got canceled, kind of, is Elmer Fudd? Did you see Elmer Fudd was canceled?
Oh, no.
Talk about a total overcorrection of things.
The Fuddler. Elmer Fudd.
In the, I guess, one of the new HBO Max things is they're bringing back Looney Tunes, which, come on. Looney Tunes doesn't have the best history with racism and stuff. But this isn't even racism related. Elmer Fudd is not allowed to have his gun in the new Looney Tunes.
What?
Yeah, he's not allowed.
Elmer's
whole
thing. They want our guns!
He's a hunter.
Yeah, that's his
This
prop,
is the
man.
Problem with, you know, that's this argument. Nobody wants to take away hunting rifles and hunting guns.
That's
not what it's about. So man, now he's going to have a net, I think.
Is there some way to rip Van Winkle me for a couple years? And can I wake up the same age? Is that possible?
We're not doing guns, executive producer Peter Braungart. We can do cartoony violence, TNT, the Acme stuff. Oh, okay. So explosives.
Oh, Acme. Acme's huge.
Totally fine. Explosives are great. We love bombs. Let's more bombs, more explosions, more TNT, just no hunting guns. How fucking stupid is that?
I think I mentioned restaurants being open, and Mesa is wide open now, and they've done all of those things that you're supposed to do, and hopefully people will start visiting the restaurants. I think the restaurants are going to be busy. I just have a feeling.
People are dying to do stuff, although we never went over that poll that I gave you.
I went to pick up food the other day, and Royal Oak was busy. There were a lot of people downtown. No restaurants open, very little open, but people were just, I don't know, they were just walking the streets. It was kind of weird.
They have masks on.
No, not really. Some people did. It's just hit or miss.
Well, now
I think the protests have ended coronavirus. I really do.
What's going on with the WHO, by the way? Because they said, no, you don't need to wear a mask. And like a week later, it's like, yeah, wear a mask. And now they're like, we don't think asymptomatic people really transfer that much.
I love the WHO.
That much. Yeah. They transfer it, but not that much. I mean, you're trying to get funding back from the U.S.?
I don't know.
Because Melinda Gates ran out.
I don't believe anybody.
They're fake news.
Okay, because this is what I wanted to mention, that Holiday Market, my beloved Holiday Market, has now stepped in jail.
That old jail.
And I don't know what to say about this. I want to kind of support Holiday Market just because I like their food. But I'm sure I'll be on the wrong side of history. And
they've responded today, by the way.
They just can't win in this. They had two employees wearing messages, one with a BLM on their hat, I guess, and somebody had "I can't breathe" on their back. Now, I think when you're in a supermarket, seeing "I can't breathe" is, I don't know if that's really...
I don't think many businesses would want...
I don't think so either.
People wearing it.
Over your uniform. And I guess they're fussy about uniforms, that you're not supposed to wear buttons or messages.
No flair.
They don't go for the flair. So, the two people claimed that Holiday Market does not support Black Lives Matter, which, again, here it is. Anything less than 100% compliance is no good. And it sounded like they sort of labored over this, like, oh boy, what do we do? Because people are very emotional about this. And the word emotional made them mad, too.
Yeah.
And so they said, we have always said, you wear the uniform with nothing on it. This is the grocery store. It's the magical experience of shopping. And they used the word magical somewhere in there. And that got people just piled in. Magical! You know, as usual, what happens is people start nitpicking every little detail about their memo, which somebody posted on Facebook, by the way. What, and again, what is this business of nothing is allowed to be private? Everything has to be public.
Yeah.
People don't know the whole story there. And by the way, what if somebody wears a MAGA hat?
No.
To holiday market? Is that okay? No, it's not.
Not by their policy.
But even if they believe in it, like... Even if they believe in MAGA, like a cause?
Well, I don't...
Well, once you again, make America great
I don't
again.
Think you want people wearing any kind of political...
MAGA!
Of course, though, the response is it's not a political message.
It's a human message! Yeah, Black Lives Matter is not political. It's a human rights thing.
Some people would say, rightly or wrongly, that make America great again is a human message, which is...
Yeah, but that message can't be in stores where people are working for companies to sell products that have nothing to do with MAGA.
I'm agreeing with you. I don't think a store owner would want any political statements or any statements other than holiday market or whatever the store is on their uniform.
I have to tell you, though, reading the post on Facebook, and I read a lot of the comments, it's incredible how far apart everyone is on that little thing. I mean, that's something you would think most people would, that's a workplace. No. Absolutely not. People are indignant at Holiday Market for this.
So I guess one guy made a sign that said, I can't breathe, pinned it to the back of his coat, which is he wearing his coat while he's working?
I thought it was the back of whatever he was supposed to wear.
I don't know. And then the manager informed him of our uniform policy, which is not allow personal statements. And
what happened to with the coat?
On our team, he became emotional and stated that he had a constitutional right to wear his sign. The manager came to me personally about this and I explained, it's a very emotional time. It's a very emotional time.
Okay, take it easy. Let's not get emotional.
Didn't like that.
Instructed the manager to let him wear the sign and I would talk to the employee in the next few days.
I thought they were pretty judicious about it.
Yeah.
But, of course, you know, people are mad at every single thing in this memo, which is, I mean, honest to God, if you write a memo to someone at work about something sensitive and they put it on Facebook, is that really fair?
No. Wouldn't you be fired
for that? I think
it's
total fucking bullshit. You know, it's like these text messages that people are just posting. Really? A text message from your friend since eighth grade? Because you want them to lose their career because they said something you think is just wrong and everyone should know.
Let's do a little role play. Your holiday market, what do you do now? What's your response?
Fuck if I know.
How do you make it better?
I have no. Give money to BLM.
Well, according to the news statement.
Or my GoFundMe.
According to the news statement. Holiday Market stands firmly in the truth that Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, all in caps. We should have handled discussions with our employees and our response to the community in a different manner. It's very clear. I missed the mark on my Facebook post. We responded by trying to address corporate policy when we should have been reflecting on who we are as an organization. Which I kind of thought he did in that one post when he was talking about the magic.
Well, this is, again, they're wrong. They're wrong, and they have to fully comply or... They're the bad guy.
Like so many of you, we're navigating conversations about necessary social change in the Black Lives Matter movement in real time. We are committed to growing, learning, and engaging in deeper conversations with the community and our team. This goes well beyond our uniform policy and reaches into the very heart and soul of our company.
I don't know if I'm still believing all this.
Here is what we at Holiday Market are doing today to support our employees, our communities, and the Black Lives Matter movement. Number one, I've directed Holiday Market to mass produce a large quantity of Black Lives Matter, Enough is Enough pins for our team members, which will be available immediately. We also continue to support causes focused on equality, social justice, including Pride Month. Now the question is, what if you don't want to wear a Black Lives Matter pin?
You're an asshole and you'll be dragged into it. No, this is the extortion I'm talking about. Do you believe that they really want to do all this?
No. Here's number two. To support change on a broader level, Holiday Market has made a... How much? How much do you think they're donating?
50,000.
Judy, you want to put a guess in? It's a local market, family owned, great family.
If it's like $1,000, I'm going to boycott Holiday Market.
25,000.
2,500.
Ooh, okay, not quite boycott.
Donation to the Equal Justice Initiative on behalf of the work of...
I think they can afford more!
It's
pretty busy when I'm in there!
Brian Stevenson, a leading voice of the human rights movement. If you are unaware of his meaningful and important work, please take the time to learn more. Why are these actions
Wait, are they lecturing me now?
Yes.
Well, no, they can't lecture me.
Yeah, Trudy.
They have an awesome liquor department. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's a great store. It is a great store. And honestly,
wine guy's wonderful.
I have a serious question. If people are extorted into, you know, doing something out of fear, like, I think this is what's happening here. Do you think this is fear on their part? Well, or do you think oh my God, we missed the mark? No, I don't think they want people having messages on their work apparel.
No, I don't think they do either.
I really don't think they do. I think their customers are not going to like those messages either.
Could they have handled it better?
I think it's really hard. I don't know how I would handle that, to be honest. I don't know. I mean, we all have a boss.
Yeah.
And we all have things that we believe in that are very, very important to us, but I don't know that it's appropriate at work. And
the boss of me.
This is
different, man.
You can't ask anyone to do anything.
Sure. This is different, though.
How is it different?
Watch TV the last week. You don't think protests feel different now?
I think they feel different.
I fought you that in a while because I felt like we've seen these protests before, but they're as they've evolved, they're very different now. Very diverse. You see police joining them.
Yeah. Well, no, I agree with you, but I think some of these situations are people just virtue signaling because they feel they have to.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Does that convert someone? Or do they feel
they just go along with it until?
Yeah, I guess we'll find out. Maybe these people are sincere. Maybe all these people are sincere. Maybe people are being convinced. I don't. You know, I can't really say.
You think the NFL? I mean, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. Are they sincere?
I don't know. I honestly don't know how the NFL feels. And when I say the NFL, I don't just mean Roger Goodell.
You're talking about Roger Goodell speaks for the owners.
Well, but they're concerned. About their image. Their image is important to them.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that won't agree with what they said.
If they didn't want their players kneeling in 2016,
wasn't it?
2016, whatever year it was. Do you think they've really learned that much? Those owners that are in their 60s, 50s, 70s, do you think they've really changed their minds? I don't know.
Probably not.
Maybe they have. I mean, it's possible. But here's what's going to happen this fall. There are already players committing to kneeling. So we're going to go through this again. And I don't know what's going to happen. If all the players will kneel, maybe they will.
Well, thank God they have a very good product. God they're a monopoly on their product.
maybe the fans.
Now that the XFL's gone.
Maybe the fans will kneel. I don't know. Anything's possible. At this point.
Will Roger Goodell kneel?
Yes, he will.
I still laugh at that Chappelle bit about O.J. Simpson going out during the Super Bowl to the middle of the 50-yard line and taking a knee. Remember that bit?
Yes.
Can we play it at the end of the show?
Sure.
All right.
Would the fans kneel with the players?
No. Some fans are going to be... Well, first off, there's not going to be fans, but...
I swear that, because I spend so much time with this, with news and, you know... What's going on? Sometimes I really am confused. I'm not sure what's happening. I believe, like as I said, people that protest night after night after night, they have to be sincere. Of course they're sincere. But I don't always know how the people that aren't protesting are taking it all.
Yeah.
Not that they are not supportive. A lot of people aren't out there.
Silent majority.
White silence is violence!
As Trump tweeted, silent majority! Probably. That's all he wrote.
Well, all caps.
I have to tell you, this reminds me of 1968.
I mean, I wasn't alive, so...
Well, I know more from history than from living it. I do remember, though, the Chicago cops beating the shit out of people at the Detroit, or the Democratic Convention.
And Dan Rather.
And people didn't really mind.
Isn't that where Dan Rather? Oh, no, that was Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago in 68.
Oh, I thought you said Detroit.
And Nixon was a law and order president, and people liked that. They didn't want that They didn't want all that stuff.
The similarities between Trump and Nixon are just amazing, and I feel like it's rarely pointed out.
You know what, though? Nixon was a message and was on message.
Sure.
In fact, his entire 68 election, it was the same shit over and over. He didn't even answer questions.
Well,
he
I'm
just,
not a crook.
He yeah. just spit out the same things over and over and over. And in fact, I saw a documentary on it, exactly. and they were playing. Oh, you saw it, too?
No. Just Trump is pretty on
I
message.
I am not a crook.
Trump is... Trump is a little all over the place.
Oh, but there's some messages he just beats in and beats in and beats in and it becomes
when,
the truth.
I think
oh, I'm
when
sorry
he's,
about that.
I really think when Trump is off message, he's very dangerous to himself. Yeah, I mean, not really to himself, but to his ability to stay president. I think it's when he, yeah. you know... Who knows? He's getting his ass whipped now. In fact, there's another poll that says Biden has support of 60%.
What?
Of yeah, I know. It's huge. So either Trump is going down the tubes in the ugliest way. I mean, George Bush is not is for Biden. Colin Powell is for Biden. Mitt Romney is for Biden. That's a lot to overcome. You know, you could say,
you want your colon clean? Man, I'm a clean man.
Has Trump been set up for a comeback like Kwame? I don't know. I really don't think so. I don't know how people are taking all this in. I don't know if they're going, yeah, this is, I finally get it. I mean, I hear people saying that. I've studied this. I've looked at myself in the mirror and I finally get it. And I don't, it's really strange. People don't generally change that much at a certain point.
No, but sometimes
are they saying they're changing?
But sometimes there's a big thing that happens. I mean, do you think some people's opinions on guns have changed after either Sandy Hook or Parkland to go back to that?
People's opinions on guns?
Yeah.
Not that much.
Okay.
I don't think so. Do you?
I think there's some people that have changed.
Yeah.
Their opinion on it.
I think there's some people, yeah, but generally speaking, we can't get anything done because there's too many people who haven't changed.
I didn't say anything's going to get done. I just say public opinion, I think, has changed.
Well, we'll see. Certainly, I just don't know. It's hard to see in, you know, to look at the masses because there are Trump's base is one thing entirely. There's all these people in the middle, all these independents who are either they are seeing this and saying, hey, this is great. You know, I'm all for this. I'm all in. Or they're going, well, yeah, I like this. Defunding the police. I don't know about that. And yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of really visceral, powerful things that are being said.
There's still 4 months.
Yeah, I know. That's a long time.
I wouldn't gun them out.
That's funny. You know, is there Vegas betting on it? I'd love to see what their odds are because Vegas always knows. Vegas is usually right. I mean, don't you think they are? I mean, they
reopened on Friday, so maybe they've pulled that together.
I don't know how you handicap this though.
Just like you do a football game.
Yeah, but there's no data to go on. There's no...
Let's see. I see Joe Biden minus 110.
Seriously?
Donald Trump plus 105.
Is that on my bookie?
That's not much for odds, though. They're not giving much of a handicap.
So my bookie just has it as Republican, Democrat, and they're both minus 120. So that would be even odds.
But Vegas is giving Biden a little something, but not much.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
So they expect it to be close, in other words. They're not willing to put their... Because what happens is all the betting could come in on one guy, and they could lose their ass. But they must...
Yeah.
I assume they believe it's close. I don't know.
I guess they have... Yeah.
There are a few polls that say it's close. I mean, like you said yesterday, in August of 2016, Hillary Clinton led by 10 points nationally.
A lot of different things, though, now. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, neither one of them have been...
I haven't given up on her yet.
Look, national polls don't matter, though. It's the state polls of likely
The state
voters.
Polls are bad. Trump is barely ahead in Texas. Barely
Texas?
Ahead in Texas. Yes, 44-43 in Texas. One
what?
Point. Yes.
What?
Yep.
I'm blown away by that.
He's got problems in a lot of states. So
Texas, wow.
Yeah, I have a hard time predicting this sort of thing, but I feel like he's in a deep hole. And a lot of people think Trump is stupid. I don't think Trump is stupid. But I think he has dug himself a hole. And I'm not sure he'll know how to dig himself out. Or maybe he's just wrong for 2020 and he was right for 2016. The longer time goes by, I agree with Michael Moore that Trump was the M80. Trump was the M80. And people went, I'm voting for the M80 because I don't like anything. I hate everything right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people have responded that way.
I think he still has that possibility because I think a lot of people are uptight with a lot of stuff. The coronavirus thing was a big deal, too. How's he end up looking on coronavirus? Well, probably not good, but if coronavirus seems
to be... The other thing, if that might go on for another 4 months in some shape or fashion. Not the economy's being shut down.
And then you can't campaign in front of 30,000 people every night and be carried on TV, and, you know, that's a big deal, too. Okay, there's another, besides Holiday Market... God, I want the show to be over. Besides Holiday Market, there's another local business that's in trouble because of a conversation between, let me find it so I don't want to get it wrong.
It's okay. We'll just rock out to this.
Yeah.
Such a good song.
I think this guy might have tattled on himself, but he had some help.
Game Show Network now?
Is it? Is it on Game Show Network?
No. Is there still a Game Show Network?
Maz would know.
I think it's around. Second City's owner. Oh, yeah, I got him already. Wait. No, this is a local. The Town Pump, I think. Did you hear about the Town Pump?
No.
I think. Did you send me that, Brandon?
No.
Weren't they in trouble before?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, sorry about that.
The owner of Town Pump and Hot Taco. Angry at Whitmer's stay at home.
I guess he's pumping somebody.
And he was bitching about her marching, her telling him he has to stay at home, and then she goes out, and he hasn't been able to open his place up.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of these people are losing their asses.
Yeah.
And it's very distressing, and he got in an argument with somebody. He got in an argument with somebody, and he said some pretty stupid things, and, of course, got posted. And so he's, I don't know what he is.
Canceled.
Yeah, I don't know if he's canceled. I don't know what I... Because I forgot what the result is. I think it was just posted and like, oh, my God.
I can't believe
it wasn't good for him. I'll put it that way.
How do we make it this far and not talk about the Chris Cuomo news today?
What Chris Cuomo news?
What? Anybody know the Chris Cuomo news?
No, I don't.
What?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Why?
CNN anchor was apparently caught in the nude in the garden of his Hamptons mansion during a social media yoga session filmed by his wife.
What?
Filmed?
She was
doing on purpose.
I think you might be right there, Trudy. Except,
oh, I bet he's looking buff.
Except they pulled the video down pretty quick. See if you can find it. I didn't even look for
the
video.
Oh, but they got it out there.
She's just doing like Facebook Live yoga session, and he's just wandering around the garden, the windows behind, just totally nude.
What?
Video
was being nude.
Video was deleted after it was filmed around May 27th.
Wait. May 27th?
Yeah, and it's just coming out now.
Did he have coronavirus in?
March 31st is when he tested positive. So
March 31st?
Oh, so yeah. It was the first sign of it.
That's a long time ago.
Here's a still picture. Oh, Brandon's got the still picture, but there's another still picture.
I thought he was doing the yoga. No, okay. So his wife was doing the yoga. See? She was filming herself, and
he's nude.
Isn't there a head next to where his genitals would be?
And that's Colin. That's Colin Powell. They're making a funny joke.
There's got to be a video of it somewhere, right?
This is ridiculous.
I know.
The more I go on,
I can think of is, what about the kids in the house?
Well, I was kind of wondering, you were walking around nude with teenagers now? That's kind of weird.
He probably has been doing that their entire life.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah, the weird thing would be if he had clothes on. Dad, why aren't you nude? So there's somebody has to have this video somewhere.
I'm starting to feel stupid that I'm even in this world.
Okay, Fiona.
I think Fiona Apple was ahead of her time. And I'm starting to relate to her.
Why? Because Cuomo was...
Can you play her drop? I want to hear if I really feel like Fiona Apple, because I think I do. I think it's stupid that I'm even in this world.
You know what? I don't have it. Hold it. Hang on. I'll have to find it again.
Okay, I'll read stats until you find it. 57% of Michigan should wait to reopen the economy to shorten the public health crisis, even if it means the economic crisis lasts longer.
Are you surprised at that number?
No, because it's down. It's still high, but it was like 75 or 80, wasn't it?
Yeah.
36% said Michigan reopen the economy as soon as possible, even if it means the public health crisis will last longer and could get worse. Possibility of second wave, 68% said they were concerned. 31% said they were mostly unconcerned. Breaking down those numbers in detail, 43% were very concerned, 25% somewhat concerned, 16% a little concerned, and 15% not concerned at all. But where was an emergency order? 59% said they were about right. 33% said too restrictive. 5% said not restrictive enough. 3% were undecided or refused to say. You know, the strange thing about this, all this, is it indicates the continued concern. And it's just weird that all this protesting happens right in the smack in the middle of this. Yeah. And people just go, whatever.
At our best can only create opportunities.
And it's just stupid that I'm in...
Wait,
and I'm
going
to use this opportunity the way that I want to use it.
Whoa, it's deep.
So what I want to say is, everybody out there that's watching, everybody that's watching this world, this world is both
watching this.
And you
world.
Shouldn't model your life. Wait a second. You shouldn't model your life about what you think that we think is cool and what we're wearing and what we're saying and everything. Go with yourself.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Go with yourself. And there's just a few people that I want to say something to. I want to say, Mama, I love you. I'm so glad that we're becoming friends. Amber, I love you. You're my sister. You're my best
really?
Friend. Andrew
yeah.
Slater.
Oh, man.
No one else could have produced this album, and no one else did.
New album produced.
So far, we're in lockstep.
She has really long armpit hair, too.
Oh, where's man.
The, where's I'm stupid?
Like a ZZ Top beard?
Didn't where is it go by? Did I miss that?
It was at the beginning, but
it's
it got
good.
There was
Bye.
Two things playing.
I didn't prepare a speech, and I'm sorry, but I'm glad that I didn't, because I'm not going to do this like everybody else does it.
That could have been cut out.
I'm in lockstep
still. Because
everybody
that I should be thanking, I'm really sorry, but I have to use this time. See, Maya Angelou said that we as human beings at our best can only create opportunities.
I quote Maya Angelou frequently.
And I'm going to use this opportunity the way that I want to use it.
Woo!
So what I want to say is... everybody out there that's watching, everybody that's watching this world.
We already heard this, didn't
this
we?
This world is both.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't model your life.
I'm in this
Wait
world.
A second. You shouldn't model your life about what you think that we think is cool and what we're wearing and what we're saying and everything. Go with yourself.
Yeah.
Go with yourself.
Woo!
And there's just a few people that I want to say something to. I want to say, Mama, I love you. I'm so glad that we're becoming friends.
Yes.
Amber, I love you. You're my sister. You're my best friend. Andrew Slater, no one else could have produced this album, and no one else did.
That seems a little off message.
Phineas could have.
Doesn't the producer
And it's
thing,
just stupid that I'm
message?
In this world.
Yes.
But you're all very cool to me, so thank you very much.
Woo! I am with her 100%, except for the producer comment. I feel that was off message. I was not in lockstep for that one part. You want to hit the outro?
Sure. Good, I can stop looking for Chris Cuomo nude.
Oh, no. Hunt those pictures
you
down.
You find it, Trudy. I don't want to do it. Make Zeus do it. Zeus, go find Cuomo
Have
nude.
Have Zeus show me nude pictures of Chris Cuomo?
Why not? I bought my dad a razor to shave his balls. So.
Oh, my God.
For the record, I do not really. But I would. It's a great gift. Manscaped.
.com, promo code Drew.
Yep.
Manscaped, they bring you the boner line, which, by the way,
great
if you want to call 209-66-BONER.
Great Father's Day gift.
By the way, did Brandon really call the boner line?
What?
People are claiming Brandon called the boner line.
I did last week, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there were several things that I wanted to make mention, including one of Trudy's jokes and one of Mark's separated at births. I even stated, hi, this is Brandon. So I apologize for using third person, but I needed to get that through.
Oh.
You couldn't have just said that on the show?
Well, I would have had to pull the audio anyway. I might as well toss it into the boner line.
Okay.
Producer's license.
Wow, I like that. That's kind of cool that you called the boner line.
Okay, bye.
Makes you like everyone else. Okay. So.
Okay.
Let's see. What's.
Ellen DeGeneres is not dancing anymore, she said.
Is that support BLM? Is she,
yeah.
Is she culturally appropriating dancing?
She said, I was the dancing lady for a little while, and now I want to help educate my audience. I want to educate myself. Because, you know what? You can't do both at the same time.
Wait, so that means none of the goofy guests?
I guess not for now. I mean, it's an easy thing to say while she's at home, quarantined, not doing the show live.
Huh.
idiot.
Well, Oprah did that with her show one time. She changed her whole show.
It's true.
No more craziness. F, she got her share. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Sleep.
Took us 400 years to figure out as a people that white people's weakness the whole time was kneeling during their national anthem. That's a brittle spirit. That's right, nigga. On the rock, it's regular. Ah! Ah! What are you doing, nigga? Stand up! The vice president of the United States got involved. Mike Pence got involved. He went to the game himself. These niggas will have to stand when they see me. And all them football players looked up in the stands and saw Mike Pence. Is that Mike Pence? Come on, y'all. Wu-Tang. Bow! Oh! Foiled. Brittle spirit. I could kill every white person in America in one time. You know how I'd do it? I would just wait for the Super Bowl. And right when they sang the national anthem, I'd have O.J. Simpson walk to the 50-yard line with them bad knees. Is that O.J. Simpson on the field? What the hell is he doing here? Oh, I know what he's going to do. Stop him!